Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Hey, Kath, I don't have the news intro. That was deleted earlier, so I'm just going to Yeah.
Listen. In light of everything, this is actually, this makes you smile because you go, well, there's Corona. Yes, that's serious. But, hey, we lost our news intro. That's not as bad now.
We lost the news intro?
It's all relative, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, no. We didn't lose it. I deleted it. I meant to delete something else, and I deleted that, and I didn't realize until about 2 seconds ago that I had deleted that. So, anyway, it's the news with Kathy Romano.
Wow, that was, it sounded just like it.
We just didn't even like need
it anymore. It's uncanny. Why would we ever pay for production packages when it sounds that good?
So you can only imagine what's in the news this morning. More coronavirus, obviously. The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is shutting down schools, community centers, gyms, and entertainment venues in Montgomery County for 14 days in an effort to stop the spread of the coronavirus. More than half of the COVID-19 cases in the state are in Montgomery County, including an EMS worker in Upper Marion Township. On Tuesday, the EMS worker told his supervisor he was having symptoms of COVID-19. On Wednesday, officials say he tested presumptive positive for the virus. Officials say the worker came into contact with an infected COVID-19 patient on March 7th. Out of an abundance of caution, 22 fire and EMS personnel are in quarantine since they had contact with the infected co-worker. Meanwhile, tents to be used for testing were put in Audubon, but they're being moved to Eagleville near the County Emergency Operations Center. Starting Friday, more than 800,000 county residents will be under restriction in an effort to stop the virus from spreading. We are going to begin significant and decisive social distancing, Governor Tom Wolf said at a news conference on Thursday. So what's closed in Montgomery County? Wolf ordered the closure of all schools, community centers, gyms, and entertainment venues, meaning movie theaters, in Montgomery County. That includes YMCA facilities, theaters, sporting events, and concerts. Schools of all types, including public schools, pre-K, higher education, and private schools. State-licensed daycares are also closed under the order, county officials said. I mean, that's a lot. I cannot believe that these kids have off for 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, there's out.
Okay, and Nick, what's that now?
And so my son is out of school for the next 2 weeks, and today will be sort of like a snow day. Monday, they're talking about starting some version of online classes. So they will not be going to school, but there will be some education that's being done over the next couple of weeks. This is preliminary.
I guess that depends on the like what grade they're in.
Yeah.
As far as Jace goes, he's in second grade, and right now we're just hearing, no packets were sent home. I don't know how they would expect kids to do online stuff unless it's just some sort of math and reading.
Well, Kathy, is it a case of they'll be conducting online playing in the second grade? Because
seriously,
yeah,
I know. Like, great, I can play Nintendo Switch for 2 whole weeks.
No, there are obviously a multitude of issues here, but as far as the social distancing thing goes, everybody all of the experts that I've heard think it's a good idea to sort of try to tap the brakes on the spread of this, as Dr. Mike was saying yesterday, community spread and having that occur. So, yes, in some cases, I'm seeing finite dates of return. And then other cases, I'm seeing it sort of left up to a decision down the road.
They're kind of waiting to see what happens.
Right. And I'm sure they're going to take it, on a case-per-case basis. But, for example, I know in Philadelphia, you say, 63 schools closed. But not all schools will be closed in certain areas. So obviously it's up to you.
I have the details. Okay. I have some details on that as well, Steve. But Governor Wolf said that no mass gatherings should be held, including conferences and rallies. Wolf strongly recommended the closure of non-essential retail facilities as well. The malls are closing, guys.
No! Unbelievable.
The Plymouth Meeting Mall and the Willow Grove Mall will be closed for 2 weeks effective March 13th. Valley Forge Casino also following suit, closing until March 27th. Lines stretch through the grocery stores. Shoppers piled their carts high with necessities, but the grocery stores are actually staying open, so they should be restocking shelves and getting some things out there so people can go and get food if they need it.
So I'm assuming a linear to that would be like your Costco's and your BJ's and Targets and Walmart's and things of that nature as well. They would probably be open as well, yes?
I believe so.
I
think they're considered
like supermarket
well.
Or markets. Yeah,
yeah. Kathy, right. Even in Italy, which is dealing with some of the worst of this, supermarkets were able to stay open. So if you have shopping to do, you should be able to do it this weekend, and I think it's sort of a good good thing to do is just, you know, get out and do some shopping this weekend if you can.
And when you're shopping, realize that it's you know, stuff will be replenished and it'll be good.
Exactly.
And when you hoard something, you're keeping it away from other people. To be, you know, be smart about it. No need to go crazy. Food's still going to still be produced and things will still be shipped. But right now I'm hearing like a lot of it seeming to end in a couple, not end, but as far as these restrictions towards the end of the month, towards the, you know, those are the dates that are, now that could change, but that's what I'm seeing now. Is that what you're seeing, Kathy?
So what we're seeing is 2 weeks until the end of the month is what they're putting dates on. But a lot of them saying that they're just going to monitor the situation.
Right.
If they need to stay closed longer or if maybe they can open earlier. So, yeah, but 2 weeks is kind of what everybody's doing right now.
And now we were talking about this yesterday with obviously the ability to go online, to conduct school online. Right now, for example, I'm FaceTiming you. You're in the, I'm waving back
Hi,
to
Steve.
You. Hi, you look very good, Kathy. And we're able to do this, you know, and I guess Jace could do it if he's not playing Nintendo Switch, Kathy. and this is something that did not exist a while ago. So it's kind of in a sort of an interesting way be a test run for the plausibility of this in perhaps future situations. So we'll see how it plays out.
And what I was thinking, because I'm even going to have a little bit of an issue, certainly nothing like I'm sure other parents, but childcare.
Yes.
People who still have to go to work. I mean, what... I don't know what some people are going to do.
It's a lot of juggling. And then you also have a case, Kathy, where some students rely on going to school for their meals or for other things.
Did you hear about what they did in Norristown, by the way?
No, I did not.
Oh, so in Norristown, they were they had closed the schools down, but they had already received shipments of their foods for lunches.
Right.
So they basically just opened up their...
The kitchen
and said, come and get it.
Good. So, you know, obviously a lot of people are going to be thinking on the fly and having to remain liquid about all of their decisions here. But again, so we're looking at all that. Do you have, what's the situation with Monco and Delco?
Yeah. So here's what Governor Wolf says needs to remain open, and that's healthcare facilities such as pharmacies, urgent care facilities, primary care, outpatient services, long-term care facilities, and hospitals. What also will stay open as well are gas stations, grocery stores, utilities, public safety, correctional facilities, government facilities, and mass transit. Amtrak will begin operating a reduced schedule Friday, and Ardmore Station will be closed for 2 weeks. Wolf said that his office is working with SEPTA to evaluate the impact on mass transit. Any state employee traveling in and out of Montgomery County between their workplace and home is being asked to work remotely. So they're asking that you don't even travel in and out of Montgomery County if you are in Bucks or Delaware County or in Philadelphia. And the problem there is, so 63 schools in Philadelphia will be closed Friday due to the extraordinary efforts to contain the coronavirus in Montgomery County. On Thursday, county officials announced the shutdown in the county in an effort to contain the virus. To date, there are 13 coronavirus cases in Montgomery County, more than half of the cases in Pennsylvania. Officials with the school district of Philadelphia say 11%, 2,100 to 18,000 of their district employees live in Montgomery County and in the restricted county. So that's why they're closing their schools, because a lot of their employees are coming from Montgomery County.
And Kathy, what was said yesterday, and a number of health experts have said, it's really, it's not a case where this dramatically affects children. In fact, I don't think there's been much of anything as far as information coming back with children being infected with the disease, but they use the word vector. So they use this to say that they could be conduits for
carry it.
Right. And so that's the issue, correct?
That's the issue. Right. Yeah. Exactly. So this forced the closure of 63 schools in Philadelphia today. Walt Disney World Resort in Florida will temporarily close its doors as well because of the coronavirus. They announced on Thursday evening.
There's good news attached with that, though, that Kathy, that people who are in line can stay in line because by the time this all wraps up, they'll finally be to the ride.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a fact. We all know it.
The closure will go into effect Sunday, March 15th, and last through the end of March. Disneyland Paris will also temporarily close, and Disney Cruise will suspend all new departures. Cast members will be paid during the closure, and the hotel at both Walt Disney World and Disneyland Paris will remain open until further notice, as will the retail and dining complexes at Disney Springs at Walt Disney World and Disney Village in Disneyland Paris. That's great that they're still paying their employees.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you think about this, and Dr. Mike had said it yesterday, and hopefully we're going to get to talk to him later on, and some of the other experts are saying this. Obviously, in years past, we've had things, and we talked about the H1N1, the swine flu, and other pandemics throughout the years past. But I don't think a swing has ever been taken at containing it like this now. In fact, I'm sure of it. So it'll be interesting to see how effective this is, and if this is a doable plan of attack to suppress things like in any given flu year. If it's a very virulent flu, if it measures, now obviously you don't want to shut down the country every time something happens, but right. We'll to see how effective it is and how things can move along. It is a litmus test of sorts, a slightly painful, uncomfortable one, but a litmus test nonetheless.
Yeah. Earlier Thursday, the company announced Disneyland Resorts in Anaheim, California would temporarily close starting Saturday through the end of the month due to the threat in Southern California. Tokyo Disney Resort closed on February 28th and is expected to remain shut down through March 15th. Both the Shanghai Disney Resort and Hong Kong Disneyland Resort were shut down in January due to the outbreak of the virus. The company's film studio has also postponed the upcoming theatrical releases of Mulan, The New Mutants, and Antlers. In sports this morning...
Ball sacks are yummy.
Ball sacks are yummy.
A day after the NBA suspended its season, the NHL, the Major League Baseball, and Major League Soccer also followed suit. The Flyers issued the following statement. All Flyers, 76ers, and Wings games scheduled for the Wells Fargo Center are postponed until further notice. All other events scheduled through March 31st will be rescheduled. We recognize that fans and event goers will have questions regarding their ticket purchases. We are asking fans to hold on to their tickets as we determine plans to reschedule events. Major League Baseball confirmed it will delay opening day by 2 weeks and cancel all remaining spring training games. In a statement, the league said, following a call with the 30 clubs and after consultation with Major League Baseball Players Association, MLB has decided to suspend spring training games and delay the start of the 2020 regular season by 2 weeks due to the national emergency created by the coronavirus pandemic.
Is this going to be the last sports report in a while?
I was thinking the same thing, Casey.
I know. What will we do?
I write sports every morning, and when I hit send for Kathy today, I was like, there's not going to be really anything to update
for a while. Today. But what I suggest we can do, Nick, is we can now do sports lifestyle reports.
Oh, okay. All right.
For example, pick a player and what do they like to make when unexpected guests drop by.
Okay. All right, I like it.
Well, NFL free agency is coming up, and I don't think Corona can stop that.
Right, right. And there are other sub-sports like Frisbee golf and other things that I'm sure you can do reports on.
The NCAA canceled its men's and women's basketball tournaments because of the spread of the coronavirus. They also canceled championships in every spring sport, which includes hockey, baseball, and lacrosse. This is really cool. Cleveland Cavaliers star Kevin Love pledged $100,000 to aid arena workers displaced by the league's response to the coronavirus. Via a text message to ESPN, Love said, "My hope is that others will step up." The Cavs and their home arena, the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, also vowed to develop a compensation plan to continue paying our event staff and hourly workforce that are impacted with the changes to our regular event schedule.
Kathy, so for every one of those, you know, you hear something like that, and for every bit of hoarding or price gouging you might hear of, if people can get proactive and do things like that and reach out, that's a wonderful thing to do. And if you perhaps like know a senior citizen on your block who lives alone, or you offer to get food for them or whatever, all these things can, you know, again, I'm quoting Dr. Mike like crazy today, but he was very inspiring yesterday. He believes we can rise to the challenge and make this one of our finest moments. Yeah. So, yeah, it's very cool. I'm very generous of that player.
Yeah, but we'll see if we get sports, some sort of sports report next week. We don't know because pretty much everything's suspended right now.
Well, we can kill that now with the new report, which is Kathy's daily activities.
Yeah. Or we could do like esports. I mean, we could really, maybe this is all just a big plot to get people into esports.
Esports do this?
Honestly, let me ask you, if you were building a $55 million theater in Philadelphia, might you do something to help move that along?
Not to point fingers.
No. But let me also explain. But that was it, Kathy. Right? I jumped in at the end.
Yes, and that is what I have for you this morning.
All right. So let me explain the genesis of what has happened today, because we had a whole bunch of things planned. And as with the city and the country and the world, everybody's had to remain a little bit fluid. So in the first scenario, we're all going to be down in Clearwater.
Right.
For spring training.
That changed.
When spring training existed. That changed. So we decided, and Preston got influenza B, which is contagious. So he's practicing what we're all preaching, which is staying at home as to not infect us. So that was for a couple of days this week. But the end result was, okay, we're going to have this thing where a couple of us, Nick, Marissa, and Kathy, would go down and serve as correspondents down there. And then it'd be Preston, myself, and Casey here. Well, that was as of yesterday.
I came to work with a packed bag.
Right.
I was planning on getting on a plane.
And that changed. So Nick decided to stay here. He was seeing things that indicated things might end up getting shifted around and changed.
When I was going to bed on Wednesday night, the NBA announced that they were going to suspend their season. And so I started thinking, will the dominoes start to fall with other sports leagues?
Which is logical because here's how it works. One cancels and not one of these organizations wants to look like, hey, we don't care.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, you know, we want to be the ones that get the press that we didn't close our doors or take this seriously.
Right.
So
right.
Whether or not, whatever you feel about, you know, if it's overkill or underkill, you can understand these businesses wanting to make sure and these teams and team owners wanting to make sure and the sport in general that they want to do what's best for their audience. And also they have to put a public face out there that looks like they care. All right. And I'm not being cynical there.
No. And they may care.
And they may care. Absolutely. And I have every confidence they do. But so that ends up happening and the dominoes do fall. So now, Kathy and Marissa, you both valiantly go down there. In fact, we're watching you on FaceTime right now.
Yes. Hi, everyone.
And instead of actually being out at the park,
the ballpark, yeah,
we've decided for something that is more sports relative. Can you explain where you are right now?
Right. So yeah. Marissa and I got to the airport yesterday. We decided to still come. And it's funny because so we got to the airport. There was pretty much no one there. Like, I couldn't believe how empty the airport was. So
you sent us pictures.
Yes.
And it looked like the day before the dedication of the airport.
So that's when I started to think, why am I going?
Oh, my God.
Kathy, but I was already at the airport, so I got a mimosa. I mean, why wouldn't I? And Marissa and I get on the plane, and also I would say the plane was about 35-40% full, maybe.
Wow.
So there was definitely empty seats. But we got here to Clearwater, and I will say it's packed here.
Where exactly are you now? Because we are going to do a Kathy and Marissa journey break coming up in short order because I want to hear everything that's going on.
So in baseball fashion, Marissa and I are taking a vacation at the Sand Pearl Resort in Clearwater Beach, Florida.
Which is a fine hotel, by the way. Yeah. Rodney sent us a video of where you're broadcasting from. It looks like a suite, right?
Are you guys?
It is. It's an absolutely beautiful suite. I mean, on the beach.
Are you staying there? Is that where you're actually staying, or are you just broadcasting from there?
Well, nobody's in this room, so I think we're going to stay here.
Why not? Listen, it's on the news, too, and where people are reporting. Obviously, is with that when you see the dudes that go out and go surfing during a hurricane, there are a lot of people who are booking flights and going to places domestically. Obviously, that are cheap, right?
And you know what, Steve? So our plane was not that full. I'm not sure if there's still a ton of people traveling down here, or these people have just been here. But there are a lot of people here. We went out last night. It was an hour wait to sit down and have dinner.
No kidding.
We ran into two bachelor parties from Philly that were coming down for Philly spring training, and we ran into a group of women that were coming down to celebrate a birthday, and they were really disappointed that everything was canceled.
Yeah, we're disappointed too. I mean, we all wanted to be there, and the plans change, and this has just been the weirdest week in history. But I have to point out that during a global pandemic, Kathy Romano got on a plane.
Yeah.
Well, yes, that seems to stand, you know, and by the way, reminding people that a pandemic means just so a lot of people will freak. But I'll tell you this, it is completely contrary to the most germophobic person that we know, but you're down there, everything looks fine. I saw Rodney walking around yawning behind you. Where's Marissa?
Because she's right here with me.
To explain what.
So, Steve, when I got on the plane, there were two listeners who were also headed down here for spring training. And the guy looked at me. He goes, I'm really proud of you.
Yes, exactly.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable that you do it. And we're both very proud. And we, you know, you guys get special points for doing this. Even though everything has sort of collapsed in on itself, we're going to be bringing you the sights and sounds of your resort in Clearwater today, right?
Yeah, the microphones will probably reach out to the ocean if you guys want to.
That'd be wonderful. That'd be wonderful. It might help
ocean.
Us all.
That's the Gulf of Mexico, Marissa.
Yes,
Okay.
Sorry, I was looking over at Rodney. Kudos to Rodney, who, like, on a whim just decided to help us set up a whole new broadcast. We're supposed to be at the stadium. We call him yesterday afternoon. We're like, can we go for a hotel instead? So we brought all the equipment over here. Our friend John Brazier at the Phillies helped us with that. So, it's been a day.
Brazier's going to come by later this morning to kind of just give us some of the information that he was told
you know, by the MLB.
Good, because the desire obviously is to do everything we can to help tamp down the spread of this, get everything back to operating standards, and see if we can affect everything that's going on in a positive way, and then hopefully get back to enjoying baseball season and everything else. But right now, that requires a little bit of effort, and that's what we're all doing. So,
yeah, and in the meantime, Marissa and I are going to get in the elevator that's in this suite. We're going to go upstairs, and we're going to grab some coffee.
Go.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, have fun.
Yeah.
We'll be wiping down all the door handles here,
okay.
And we'll be back in just a minute.
Like the Preston and Steve Show podcast? Check out MMR's other audio on demand at WMMR.com or on the MMR mobile app.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Yeah, we got to get down to business. We have to do a stupid question now.
Yes.
So we can get an answer. So after Kathy's traffic report, we can give away that prize, which is an awesome $100 gift card for Fogo de Chão. And so today's stupid question is this one. Lemurs are native to a large island country that is located off the coast of Africa. Name that country.
The old lemur question, one of my favorites.
Yeah, so call in right now, 215-263-WMMR. We'll get the answer on the back end of the NJM Insurance Group traffic with Kathy Romano. What's going on, Kath?
Pennsylvania Turnpike westbound is jammed west of Willow Grove. Two left lanes blocked with an accident. Also on the eastbound side at Downingtown, there's an accident there. That one's off to the shoulder. Blue Route northbound jammed near Conshohocken. There is an accident. A lot of equipment on the scene there that's causing this delay. So north on the Blue Route southbound, you're still okay. People slowing down a bit just to take a look at the opposite side. Eastbound of the Schuylkill Expressway slowing Montgomery into Spring Garden. On the westbound side, City to Belmont. 95 northbound slows Highland Avenue to Curlin Street southbound from the Betsy Ross Bridge through to Girard. In New Jersey, a few things happening here. The White Horse Pike closed between Route 50 and 563. 55 northbound jams Deptford to the 42 freeway. 42 north slowing the Black Horse Pike to 295. And then Route 130 northbound at Bridgeboro Street, 613. We've got the two right lanes closed. That's an accident, a down pole and down wires. This traffic report brought to you by Whole Foods Market. It's time for Beauty Week at Whole Foods Market. From March 11th through the 17th, take 25% off all beauty products. With over 100 banned ingredients, their beauty standards go beyond clean. Restrictions apply. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
Okay, thanks, Kathy. We're doing things on the fly this morning a little bit, having to adjust because plans that we had in Clearwater kept getting shifted. Long story short, you know what's going on in the news. A lot of news with the corona stuff. We're going to have Dr. Mike Sirigliano from Fox 29 and Penn Medicine on again this morning to answer some of your questions. We're going to talk to Preston Elliott later on. We have Kathy. You're down in Clearwater at a lovely resort, the Sand Pearl Resort with Marissa. You're not at the park because obviously a lot of that stuff with the MLB is in a bit of flux right now.
Yeah.
So, and John Brazier is going to come on from the Phillies and just talk to us a little bit about that.
Excellent. To get all the information you need and get everything up to speed. So we're juggling some stuff right now. It might be a good idea to have a smile and a laugh. So we're going to do an enhanced best of bit right now, and we will come back.
Well, we got
to
get a lesson question answer.
Oh, you're right. You're holding your lemur card. How could I have missed it?
I mean, you were so excited about lemurs this morning, Steve.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It shows you how fickle I am.
So the question is, lemurs are native to what large island country off the coast of Africa? We're going to go to Matt on line six. Matt, what is your answer?
Hey, sorry to bother you guys at work.
It's okay.
Hey. It's Madagascar.
Yes!
And what does he win, Case?
Oh, my gosh. Well, congratulations, Matt. I'm going to put you on hold because I'm juggling too many things right now. Matt, you have won yourself a $100 gift card for Fogo de Chão. You can explore more with a $40 four-course dinner from Fogo de Chão, including a select fire-roasted meats, market table, Brazilian sides, even dessert. Try Fogo's four courses for $40 in Center City and King of Prussia. All the reservations can be made at Fogo, spelled Fogo.com.
You know, Casey, I was at the store yesterday, and some of the shelves were empty, but there was still a ton of lemur food.
Oh, good.
So not to worry.
All right.
All right. So we're going to do an enhanced best of bit right now. Hopefully you enjoy it. We'll be back on the other side. I have a little bit of information I'm going to help you guys out.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I have. This is from Men's Health, and this is I'm speaking to the gentleman. 19 ways to be more attractive.
Oh. These always crack me up. So they're usually presented by people like Henry Cavill.
Right.
Look
right.
like me.
Mm-hmm. If you're interested, I can give you these.
Yeah, let's have a good laugh.
Little bits of advice here, okay? Like I said, this is from Men's Health, so they know what they're talking about.
It always reminds you of the Dwayne Johnson. It's easy. I just worked out 6 hours a day for 20 years.
Yeah, it says, here are 19 strategies to attract the partner of your dreams, whether in the club, in the park, or on a hookup or dating app.
Hmm.
And I don't know if we'll get to all 19 or not. We'll try that one. Number one, make her laugh.
Yeah.
So all you got to do is make her laugh.
Yeah. They sure. always say that. Yeah. I want a guy with a sense of humor. My mm-hmm. wife, now, I did make my wife laugh. She makes me laugh, too, so that's good. But this old thing that I just want a guy who's funny.
Mm-hmm. They do. But, you know, obviously you can't have four teeth and be funny. You know, you have to be a little bit attractive and be funny at the same time. But,
yes.
Or there's a difference between laughing with and at.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
But also... What's interesting about that make her laugh thing is after a little while, I don't know, say 10 or 15 years or so, you're not that funny anymore.
Right.
That's where I keep her guessing. I tell her, my wife Claire, I will say things and I say them dryly as I do on the show. Yeah. And then she'll go out and say them to other people thinking it's a fact.
Yeah.
And
I mean, what was funny in 2001... apparently, it's not that funny anymore.
Do a humor check if you are the funny husband and up your game now and then if you have to.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You know. But when you, Preston, so yes, I believe that that's a little bit of an attractive element, a sense of humor.
This is attracting the partner. This is not once you're in a long relationship,
closing the deal. Like that's when you whisper, "I'm going to make you feel so good."
Oh no, who would do that?
All right, how about this? Wear sunglasses.
Okay,
like Stevie Wonder.
Says sunglasses make guys hotter. There's proof to back it up. Vanessa Brown, lecturer at Nottingham Trent University, said the sunglasses make a man look mysterious.
Listen,
to me, that makes you seem distant.
If you're doing it for medical reasons, I understand that.
Yes.
If you
Jeff Lynn does it because he's shy. And
that's
I love
another thing,
Jeff Lynn, but he was on. I saw an interview with him recently, and he never takes them off. And it's to me, that's a little.
I want to see your eyes. I do too. The eyes are the window of the soul. Windows of the soul.
Agree.
Here's another tip for attracting that person. Be nice.
Mm. Until it's time to not be nice.
Yeah. Did we not learn anything from Dalton?
Exactly.
So, yes, the researchers asked participants about their sexual history as well as how often they engage in selfless acts such as charity work and donating blood. And it turns out that folks who do good things for the sake of it, well-being, good, well, they got laid more. And also, while the study didn't explore this, we'd be willing to bet that the selfless people are also selfless lovers, putting their partner's needs into consideration. And that is attractive, too.
Yeah.
Very generous.
Sometimes I'm nice, and it's not genuine. It is just simply so people think I'm
to get laid.
No.
It's simply so people think you're nice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tom Hanks was talking about that. Remember, Preston, you said? About the perception of his using his affability.
Well, he says he does it to manipulate a room a little bit.
So there's a brand new YMCA that's being built in Willow Grove, and I was there, and I was talking to the people there, and on the off chance that I actually do go to the gym and work out, you know, I said, you know, I always put my weights back, and it's not because I want to, it's because I don't want people judging me, and that's as simple as that, like.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. Listen, there are some things that I will conform to that I don't necessarily think that I have to do, but it's considered nice to do this, and you just do it, you know?
Well,
I can't think of anything in particular, but I know I felt that way before.
I don't think that's being less nice or that it's not. You just...
Ulterior motive is vanity, I mean, essentially.
You know,
I mean,
coming over going, oh, you're just using 2-pound weights, or is that what you're talking about?
No, it's more like, listen... If I, here's the deal. If I see somebody at the gym,
right,
you know, pumping iron somewhere, and then they get up and they move to another machine, and they don't take the weights off of that machine and put it back on the rack, I think that person just did an a-hole move.
I agree.
Now, I don't put the weights back on, you know, onto the rack because that's the right thing to do. I do it because I don't want somebody else working out there see me move on to another machine and think, oh, what an a-hole.
Well, you're still being courteous.
Yeah, you're still doing it with the other person.
I agree.
Yeah.
But the action... To me, the action always overrides the intent.
Right.
So what is the result?
But the intentions
the result
are
is
more...
You've done something good.
Yeah, the intentions are more selfish, I think. I mean, even though the end result, you know, I don't know if the ends justify the means or the means justify the ends or whatever.
Make sure you yell, you just out loud say, I'm being selfish. This is not predicated on any generosity.
Right.
Yeah.
Number four, wear Cologne. Mm. And we're good Cologne.
I wear Cologne.
You and I might be the only ones that do.
I don't.
Well, I do from time to time. I'll do a little spritz of cologne every now and then, but not for work.
Do you spritz and walk through it?
Yeah, I do.
Do you put it on your wrist and down your cleavage?
No, but I do the spritz and walk through. That's if I'm going out, if I'm dressing nice or something like that, I'll do that. However, on Sunday...
A little squirt on the nutsack?
No, I don't do a squirt on the nutsack. to remind me of a child and my father, I do a little Old Spice after shaving on Sunday.
My
Sunday ritual.
Claire, my wife, picked the cologne I wear. And I really was not, you know, I was not really a big cologne dude. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe in high school, Dracar, the kind of cologne you'd buy at the... Rite Aid.
Sure, that works.
Yeah, when you're being nice and being charitable, you had to close the deal with cheap cologne.
I don't even think I own cologne at this point.
I'm a three cologne guy. I have three to choose from.
I have two.
Yeah.
I got like eight of them. I don't even know. I've just the ones that I've barely used over the years and have just collected, and I'll grab one randomly and use it. So what?
And they just sit there.
Yeah.
Pleasures by Estee Lauder. And Horny Otter.
Horny Otter. Yves Saint Laurent.
Yves Saint Laurent.
By the way, they've done all kinds of studies that women, fine, they'll do a closed test of some type that they'll rate men more attractive when they have the scent to go along.
I do get compliments on it. I always say, this is the one you picked, honey. You know, we'll be out and that's the deal.
Here's another thing that you can do to be more attractive. Eat more garlic.
What? That stands contrary to...
A 2016 study published in the academic journal Appetite found that men who eat garlic smell more pleasant and attractive than those who don't. The study suggested eating garlic somehow impacts your body odor. It's not your breath, it's your body odor. So, I don't know.
Eat more Mexican food and black coffee.
I wonder if it
has constant diarrhea.
I wonder if it at all indicates the fact that you may or may not be cook, you know, spend time in the kitchen. And if you do that...
No, I think it's more of a pheromone thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's another one. Travel with an entourage. Says if you're headed out of the town, grab a few buddies to be your wingmen.
No, you got to insert travel with an ugly entourage, and then that way you look way better looking.
According to a study from the University of California, San Diego, people are rated as better looking when they were in a group of photos than in solo shots. They credit it to something called the cheerleader effect. Researchers say people appear more attractive in groups because viewing faces together makes them look more like the group average, which can help even out any one person's unattractive idiosyncrasies.
Huh. My thing was always to be like the edgy loner, you know, to come in like Clint Eastwood.
Right.
You know.
Okay. Well, no, they said.
Would you, in your dating days, would you travel in packs?
Sometimes we'd go out with the guys. Yeah. We'd head out together and, you know.
Wouldn't you eventually break off from the pack?
Yeah, at some point.
I'm deep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go out in the parking lot and think.
I met a girl named Annabelle. She's married to Santa Claus. All right, here's another one. This is a tip number 7 on how to be more attractive. Befriend a baby.
Befriend a baby?
Yes. Your best wingman might actually be a baby. According to research from France, men who played nice with babies were more than 3 times as likely to score a woman's phone number than guys who ignored the newborn.
So make a friend, don't abduct.
You don't want to carry a baby around with you. If you see a baby in mixed company, you should go over to it and...
I always thought there was a business where you could either rent a baby or rent a puppy. And if you're a single guy and walk around the park for a little while.
Yeah, but know what to say. Don't go up to a baby and say, oh... They're almost human.
Yeah. Right.
That'll throw people off.
It is funny, though. There are people who do not know how to talk to, you know, don't know how to do baby talk, don't know how to talk to, like, little kids and stuff like that. In fact, there was
the SNL
skit.
It was very good. They teach you, Preston, how to have game when talking to babies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Was it Kristen Stewart?
It might have been it.
Yeah. It was really well done.
So that is one tip. Here's another one. Nick, it's a dog.
Okay.
It says walk your dog.
There we go.
That's definitely an easy. Sometimes the hardest part is just the entree, just being able to make an initial conversation with somebody. If you got a dog, it's there.
Can you walk your baby?
You can. You can put a baby in a stroller and walk it around. But sometimes a woman will see the dog and just not care about the person attached to the dog.
Oh, you're so much cuter than your owner.
Only care about the dog.
Yeah, no, you're right.
By the way, we're getting some texts on where Kathy and Marissa are in this whole conversation. Kathy had to leave. Marissa's sitting over there. But she's in the other room, so.
You going to bring her in this room?
Yeah, come in here. You should come in. I don't know why she's not in here. Walking your dog, that's a gimme. That's pretty easy.
It's a standard, right? If you were to reverse a lot of these, would they hold true the other way? I think for, women. Are women more? I think that's the case. Good sense of humor, charitable, using men's cologne.
Befriending a baby. You see, what I want to do. Walk right up to a woman who's already got some baggage.
I couldn't help but notice that you have kids and a husband.
Yeah.
Real quick, though, I mean, I wear cologne.
You work alone?
I do. But what about perfume? Perfume smells good.
Well, I thought you said you work alone.
That's what I heard, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, nobody is.
Perfume?
Yeah. What if a guy were to wear perfume?
That's probably weird.
Is it, though? I mean, if
no, because Richard Simmons is a pee magnet.
But if the end result is you smell nice.
Yeah, but it smells like you've been, like, cuddling with a girl and you have her perfume on.
There you go. Okay. See, that's very sage advice.
We didn't consider that.
Yeah, but we have also talked about, like Pete Davidson, for instance, who, when he was with Ariana Grande.
He upped his game, and then to other women, he appeared to be much more coveted.
Yeah. Now, if you smell like a chick to other girls, they're like, well, wait a second. What's going on over here? Who have you been with? I don't know. Just trying to think of the psychology here.
All right. How about this? Give your razor a break. Women found guys with heavy stubble, about 10 days worth, to be more handsome than those with a lighter shadow, a full beard, or a completely clean shaven face.
I've always heard the other, though. I do see a lot of male models have a bit of that growth, that stubble.
Mm-hmm.
It looks good. It doesn't feel good.
Right. Because they get that kissing burn.
Yeah.
Right.
When I make out with male models, that's it happens.
That's how it happens to you, right? Nick, exactly.
Ow, Nick, that hurts. Yeah, sorry, George.
It says this also applies to gay men who find bearded men more attractive than clean-shaven guys, according to this particular study.
Well,
heavy stubble, not a full-grown-out beard, and not a light beard, but heavy stubble.
All right.
Which I guess would be kind of a light beard, really.
My wife does not like me shaven. She prefers the way I look with, the beard and the mustache and everything.
Really?
But the end result, it hurts when I kiss her.
Huh.
It's like a thousand.
Do you, Regina, like steps. Women with beards or no?
Women with beards?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I like women with pubes.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong
with
that.
We talked about that.
Yeah.
I've gotten more. People respond to the Claire likes the shaved head and and the stubble thing is not a big thrill for her.
I think the beard argument is person to person, for the man and the woman.
You like beards.
I like beards. Kathy likes clean shaven.
Yeah.
Steve, you look great clean shaven. Casey, you look great with facial hair. Nick, I'm used to you with facial hair. Preston, all of you guys are facial hair guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it looks good on you guys, but I think each of you guys have a unique look.
I think that's right. That's they do these little surveys, but sure. I mean, for the most part, it's a personal choice.
Side note: have you guys seen Barkan with a beard lately?
No.
When
did that happen?
He got the white beard. He actually had a little bit of a back injury, and so he was out of work for a little bit. And while he was
doctor, what do I need to do? Well, grow a beard.
Yeah. But no,
counterbalance your lower back will be thrown forward.
While he was convalescing, he grew the beard out. It looks really good on him, but it's fully white. It kind of looks like a Letterman white, not nearly to the length of Letterman.
I hate that.
You don't like the white?
No. It's totally fine. The big Methuselah beard,
right?
That Letterman does. Michael Stipe was doing.
Mm-hmm.
That old man in the sea sort of freaking thing. It's just too much.
Oh, I saw a product on Instagram the other day that it's like a hair straightener for your beard.
Okay, so what, it'll be make it longer?
It just, smooths it. So it's like, imagine a hair straightener, but it's only one side of it, so it doesn't clamp. You just put one side of it on your face, and it just makes the hair smooth.
Okay.
So it goes, straight down?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I prefer a nice, shorter beard. I've gone with that. I use my guard at 5 and keep it at that. And that's where, that's my sweet spot, I think.
Some dudes look great with beards. I was never one. I can do okay with a beard.
You ever grown one?
I have. Yeah, I used to have like...
I've never seen you with one.
The years ago, the beard would have been akin. I think I mentioned the guy, Steve Reeves, who, you know, played Hercules for a while, had that sort of, couldn't do a full beard, but it was like a almost like yours, Preston. That's okay. Sort of aligning the face. You know, never grew in fully. Nick can grow a beard down to his mid-chest.
Let's see. Let me go through it. Let me zip through a few other of these. One says, master your gait. Walk with confidence, essentially, is what you need. These are how you attract women.
The way
guys.
You would walk through a gate.
Right, exactly. So imagine there's a gate, like you swing every step you take. Every step you take, you swing your arm out.
What
in
am
front,
I doing? Like you're walking through a gate.
You're opening a gate.
And now I'm trapped in a windstorm. Now I'm leaning on a mantle.
Craft your dating app profile wisely. It says, be careful you're not coming on too strong. Men whose first message contained words like dinner or drinks saw their response rate plummet by 35%.
What do you use that's a good...
Use the positive words like creative, ambitious, or laugh in your online dating profile.
Steve and Morrison, laugh.
You can... or
charcoal,
me,
floor,
mentioning hobby-related words like book or read.
Book, read,
include
sand.
Info about running, jogging, or lifting weights.
Worms, tile.
Okay, those might work. I don't know.
Do you think you would excel, or would you be an abysmal failure in the world of these of dating apps? I mean, we've both been married for decades.
I think I'd do okay.
You'd both be fine.
You think so?
I think
absolutely.
I'd do okay.
I think I'd be horrible.
No, you would not. You are, Steve, you are a conversationalist. You are great at events talking to men and women. You're never uncomfortable around the people that, right. Around the opposite sex. You'd be totally fine.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Yep.
I'm going to hop on that farmer site.
Yeah. It says, steer clear of selfies. Guys who posted selfies on their online dating profiles receive fewer messages. So you need to have someone else take it for
That's
you.
That's vain.
So, Marissa, the difference between being a guy who is cocky and self-confident.
Very fine line.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's another tip. Smile, but like slowly.
What?
Like this.
Yes, exactly.
You are going to look like a freaking serial killer.
Men who let their smile spread slowly across their faces were judged as more attractive than those who put on a quick grin. The slow smiling guys were also rated as more trustworthy, showing that their expressions might be perceived as more genuine.
I think a Bruce Willis sort of side grin. Do you like that? Do you like a big, toothy Tony Roberts smile, or do you like a...
I'm thinking of that, like, seductive across the room, kind of like, you're looking, you make eyes, and then you kind of get...
I got three testicles!
But it's, instead of...
I had three testicles!
Quickly going, you know, really showing your teeth, just slowly kind of a, you know... an emerging grin, I think.
We've got something going on, don't we?
We do.
I couldn't help but notice you across the room.
All right. I only have a couple more to get to. Stay strong, but not too strong.
Good.
That women rated built men as more sexually desirable than thin, non-muscular, slender guys and heavier, more muscled, brawny dudes. So you got to stay somewhere in the middle.
Right.
Flaunt your battle scars.
Like Bruscular.
Women rated men with mild scarring on their faces as more attractive.
Like Indiana Jones.
So what do you do? What do you do? You go out and you cut yourself?
You just get a box cutter.
What are you telling us to do?
A box cutter just under your lip to your chin.
Yep. God.
And by the way, women like cutters, too.
Carry a guitar, it says.
Oh, God.
It says, according to a study published... Women are more than three times likely to give a guy her phone number when asked for it if holding a guitar case than when he carries a sports bag.
You have to strum the string side.
Yeah. Right. What if I walked around with like a marching snare drum into a club?
Yeah. I'm a drummer.
Yeah. I wrote you a song. Your eyes.
Ditch the corny pickup line. Yeah, of course.
Did you fall from heaven because your face is all effed up?
Like you just smacked on the ground.
Looked like you took a total face plant.
You had like some stairs or something on the way down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would
you
probably
must have fallen out of heaven.
You must have been a difficult birth because your head is so effing huge.
I mean, what if it was a really good line that you kind of made up yourself that's not, you know, a standard pickup line?
Nick, that might, you're right, that might work. Did you lead with the, hey, did you fall out of heaven?
Your face
and then
is so...
they're thinking, oh my God, he's going to give me a line because your face is all smashed up like it landed on the ground.
You get hit by a bus?
Yeah.
Because you fell.
Because you look.
Heaven?
Yeah.
You look effed
<'Cause>
up.
Because heaven.
I have so much blood in my genitals.
Did you come down from heaven? Because you look like you're dead.
All right, so no corny pickup lines. This is man-spreading can be a good thing.
Okay. If you have a giant wang, I guess. You know?
Do they make, is that an asterisk? Must have giant wang?
Women rated men who sat with an open body posture, legs spread, arms stretched out, and used hand gestures as hotter than guys. So wait a minute.
Yeah, look at this.
This is going to be for us in the studio. But so sitting like this and using hand gestures.
No, maybe not that.
I have. Do you have a cool sit when you're sitting? You know.
No, my posture, my awareness of my own posture makes me awkward, and I don't. That's why when we're taking group pictures and stuff like that, I do the arms wrapping around
because
I don't know what to do with my hands. When I'm standing solo, I don't. I just know. And even sitting, I don't have a cool posture moment.
If you've ever seen models do their thing, and they have their arsenal of poses, and even guys. Yeah. Who's the guy? Your bud from Delco.
Oh, my butt from Delco?
Your bud.
Jason Morgan.
Right, so here's a guy who you can see when he was taking pictures, he knows how to do that. Yeah, I agree. There are ways, whatever way you're comfortable sitting, I think makes you look better.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm friends with him, and then I have another friend that I went to college with. His name's Colin Branca. He's a model as well. And I just, his Instagram photos, like him just hanging out with his kids, I'm like, Jesus Christ, it's not fair.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Especially when you see, like, we have a lot of people who are, you know, who do modeling to some level or another.
Yeah.
They'll take selfies in cars.
Yeah.
They'll look like magazine covers.
Yes.
Every one of my pictures looks like a crime scene photo.
Yeah.
It all just comes down to confidence and, like, standing there being approachable. You seem approachable. Because if you're kind of, like, huddled over, nobody wants to talk to you.
Yeah. You also have to be good looking.
That helps.
Yeah. It doesn't hurt.
Right, did you fall from heaven? Because
your face
is just totally effed up.
Yeah, so... last thing on this list, it says that being around flowers can influence the way a woman sees you.
Well, when you're burying someone, you're around flowers.
I think this is more for
hit on them at a wake.
No, I think this is more for like photos.
So
if you're going to post like an all, it doesn't indicate it. But it says simply
I'm here with my flowers.
Simply being in a room with a few vases of flowers can influence the way a woman sees you.
Oh, you caught me with my vases.
When flowers were nearby, ladies judge men as sexier and more attractive than they did when the room was empty.
No, it just looks like you're at a wedding.
Flowers can signal...
I feel so embarrassed you caught me with my vases and various flowers. This is where I like to go to think about things like charity and cologne.
Flowers can signal romance and enhance her mood, the researchers say, which may help her view you more favorably. All right, so this is...
A lot of this seems like trickery. Yeah. Be who you are.
Yeah.
Be the slob you are.
It's from Men's Health.
So with your fake scar.
These are ways to be more attractive, so...
Get one of those Halloween scars.
Yeah, right? With, like, stitches and, yeah, the whole thing.
You went a little, like, and the fake eye hanging out by stitches. You went a little too far, buddy.
My best advice is just talk to the girl. Just make the move.
Yeah, well,
nobody wants to make the first move.
Yes,
just
that's how you start.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be confident, and sometimes that's hard to do.
We talk about this at the mixers and all that stuff. When we have guys, it's a simple thing. It's just the way you talk to people in general. Don't just communicate normally. Lose the shtick, lose the game. And it's going to be so much better.
It's easier said than done. Some women are not nice about
it's
it.
It's true.
You know, there's the girl that I used to see every Wednesday at Cali. And finally, I got the nerve to go up and talk to her. And she did not have the time. And listen, it's not like I felt like she was out of my league. You know what I mean? So, and that's the reason why I don't go talk to girls. You know, I'm now married, but still, like, I never...
picked up girls. That was never my thing.
Well, it can shatter your confidence, especially if it's somebody like you've seen a number of times. You're like, I feel something here.
Yeah.
And I'm getting this feedback that I think is positive. And then you take the leap, and then you get rejected. And then you're like, oh, my God, my confidence meter apparently doesn't work. And then that can kill it all for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, know? I can see that.
You know, it's tough, but you got to keep going. You got to keep trying, because eventually you will find somebody that is compatible.
Hopefully. Just keep a lot of vases in your car.
Keep vases all over the place.
Oh, my God. You caught me driving my vases around town.
I see this is very fortuitous.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm normally not this way.
Yeah. So anyhow, just some tips. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
What's new?
Glad you asked. Pearl Jam. Rival Sons.
We move through the world like shooting stars across the sky.
The Who, featuring From Ashes to New.
New music, more of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
So listen, just a couple of programming notes, which I think will lead great into our next guest is, you know, St. Paddy's Day was next week.
Yes.
And we were scheduled to be at a couple of different places, you know, broadcasting live. I had a gig at the Irish Pub, and then Jackson was broadcasting live at Big Head's Richboro, and then Jackie Bam Bam was going to be at Cavanaugh's Head House Square. That has all been canceled and suspended. So we're not going to do that anymore, and we feel like that was the right decision.
Absolutely the right decision, and all this information will be posted on PresidentSteve.com and WMMR.com. This leads us in brilliantly, Casey, into our next guest, who did such a great job yesterday helping put everything in perspective for everybody. You know him from Fox 29 and, of course, from Penn Medicine. He's all of our doctor. He is Dr. Mike Sirigliano. Mike, sorry for the wait there. We're juggling a whole bunch of stuff, as I'm sure I know you are. I see you like going like a madman on Fox 29.
Well, you know, I play a real doctor in real life, and I try to spread the word out to get people to get the knowledge they need to know. Now, a couple of things I want to bring up, and I'm trying to bring new information to the table. There was a new study showing that the virus, the COVID-19, can last aerosolized and remain viable, if you will, for 2 to 3 hours. And I've reported before, it can stay on objects for, in this study, 3 days, and other coronavirus studies, even longer. So the key here is, one, you want to make sure and wipe down areas that you're nearby. But the most important thing that we're learning is this need to stay away. All right. You want to distance yourself from crowds, because that clearly, if someone coughs, this data shows it sticks around. Now, again, I don't want anyone to panic. This is not a time to panic. And I'm fascinated by the toilet paper run.
You know, it is a mind boggler, but, you know, people react quickly. We should be confident that we will have toilet paper for years to come, correct?
Well, the lines at the grocery store, though, were out the door yesterday.
Right.
Well, that's a hoarding reaction. I assume that'll dissipate after a while. Would you agree, Dr. Mike?
Well, right. Now, talking about dissipating, many people, including the president, have talked about, well, maybe this will fade away in the summer. And there's very conflicting information about that, because there are cases in the southern hemisphere where it is summertime. So we're not sure. We don't know yet whether this virus will tend to follow the lead like flu shots. The influenza, where it kind of goes away in the summer. We don't know that. I think that all of our lives will be affected by this in the foreseeable future, in the fact that we need to socially isolate in terms of big crowds. And you absolutely have to continue exquisitely good hygiene, washing your hands and making sure you don't touch your face. That is what we can control. We can't control the pandemic, if you will. But what has worked is being draconian, if you will, about keeping people home, making sure that they're not in big crowds. And so I applaud the decision about St. Paddy's Day although I love St. Patty's Day, I think this year we need to look at reality and say this is not the time for gathering.
I think we can go right now, and it seems I was posing this notion earlier. This is the first time, I think, with our ability to communicate so effectively with so many people through social media, through email, through Facebook and all that stuff, television, 24-hour news cycles, blah, blah, blah. The word gets out in fairly comprehensive fashion to see if we can sort of honor this notion about, as you said, avoiding crowds and see what kind of effect that'll have on this, as you said, community spread. And I would say this, Mike. So for people to delineate between large crowds and just going to work as they normally do, they shouldn't be worried about. For example, we're at work right now. We have a normal separation as we do here. Everyone seems to be in fine health. That's okay. Am I correct?
Well, the distance that most people talk about is 6 feet.
Right.
So you are, if you're 6 feet away from another human being, then that is okay. But there are studies, if you're on a plane, for instance, you know, right. If you cough, it can travel a couple of rows up and a couple of rows back. The issue here is if you're sick, you stay home. If you are able to work from home with telecommunications, with computers and all of the things you just mentioned, Steve, that's what you need to do. If we're going to suppress this virus like they did in China,
right,
you need to be aware that we keep people distanced from each other, and that is what we can control. You know, it brings the serenity prayer up. You know, what are the things we can do, and what are the things do we have no control over? We don't have control over a pandemic, but what we can do is take each and every one of us individual responsibility for maintaining distance and not doing crazy things. And if you have good hygiene, that in a cumulative effect will reduce the spread of this virus. And you've maybe heard we're starting to get availability of tests.
Yes.
And test kits. And so that's going to be a game changer, because if someone's positive, then we'll know they have to be in isolation for 14 days unless they get real sick, and then we have to get them into the hospital. But that's where we're at. We're trying to prevent, Steve, what's called surge, and that is so many people getting sick all at once, they overwhelm the health system, like in Italy.
All right.
We don't want that.
A quick question from Kathy. Kathy, something for Mike?
Dr. Mike, can you touch on a little bit the kids? So a lot of the schools being closed, all of Montgomery County schools are closed for the next 2 weeks. Kids don't seem to be affected too much, but is it that they're carrying it and that's why the schools are all closed?
Well, I think there's concern about the staff. If I'm a teacher, they just closed the Philadelphia school district mainly because of the teachers, many of them living in Montgomery County. And so... This, in my humble opinion, again, I want to emphasize my humble opinion, I think this is the time to do that sort of thing. We need to distance ourselves.
But are kids not being affected? Is that right? Like, they're completely not affected?
Well, the data seems to suggest that kids are quite protected from this. They don't seem to be exhibiting illness. Now, that doesn't mean that some adolescent can't get it, or, as you brought up, the adolescent can't give it to somebody like right. one of us, or more importantly, an elderly, you know, grandpop
yeah.
Or grandmom. That's what I'm concerned about, because this virus, unlike others, seems to be very, very hardy. It stays on objects. It stays in the air. And the way you combat that is by this concept of staying away from each other, distancing, social distancing.
And anyone with a compromised immune system, like somebody with cancer, for example, definitely needs to be protected.
Those are the folks we worry about the most, Nick. We want to make sure. And I've had some patients already where I'm saying, look, you stay home. Don't come to my office. I haven't had any cases yet of coronavirus. But the bottom line is, I want you home. We can do it over the phone.
Right.
I'm going to talk to two patients today that are elderly and frail, and I don't want them coming in and taking a risk.
So I'm interested in human behavior and human patterns. And you know, will people after this weekend, I imagine a lot of people are going to kind of bunker down and hunker down for a bit. But people are also asking about going out to dinner, you know, being in a restaurant. What are your opinions about literal things that we're used to doing, going out and enjoying a dinner with company?
Living your normal life.
Yeah.
Well, so Nick and Steve, I think that, again, I'm being as calm as possible. I don't want people to be alarmed. I think a normal life is something that we're not your life as it was is going to change.
Right.
And so if you want to do a computational analysis of what it say there you're in a restaurant where there's 60 people. I mean, who knows? And the other thing to complicate this is that some people may have it and not know it. You know, they're asymptomatic. They don't have symptoms. Now, again, I don't want to panic anyone. And I think that most people, especially if they're young and healthy, no problem. It's the elderly folks, the people that are like in nursing homes. You heard the president say that they're advocating no visitors to nursing homes. So that we have to be calm, but prudent.
And also, I think what you're saying, Mike, is do an assessment of your situation. If you encounter or are likely to encounter someone at moderate to high risk, then even if you yourself feel that you're fine, you don't want to, you want to exert extra caution. But as you know, and I think Kathy brought it up yesterday, you know, that you don't want the conflicting messages to say you should go crazy and be panicked, but don't panic, because that's not the case. For a period now, if we can just move along and do what you're saying, which is avoid the large groups, do the smart things, wash your hands, and do all the things that we sort of know we should do in general, absolutely a little bit more robustly, that should be what everyone is endeavoring to do, correct?
Well, right. And just for a personal example, my son plays Little League Baseball. That has been put on hold
right
now. So lives are being changed. My son is not going to play baseball, even outside. And so lives are going to be changed with this. There is no question. But if we are going to stem the tide of this virus, what we need to do is to be cautious, not panicked, and prepare. We deal with the situation. This is not a time for panic. And I want to say that again. Everyone just needs to be smart.
That's it. And I want to agree. I saw my neighbor across the street, who is also named Steve, Mike, yesterday, approaching it. There's not a sense of panic and urgency. Okay, we have something to do extra. We're going to do it now. And that's how we proceed. Kathy has a question. Kathy?
Dr. Mike, if somebody thinks that they might have it, how do they go about getting that test?
Well, originally, until today, and maybe you heard down in Christiana, Delaware, they're offering free drive-up tests, and that may be the future. I know they're doing that in Korea and a few other countries, but if you think you have it, you need to call your healthcare provider, because if you have symptoms that go along with the virus, you need to isolate for 14 days. Now, if you should get worsening shortness of breath, you need to call your healthcare provider, because either we will bring you in our little protocol, or we will get you to a place like at Penn where there's negative pressure ventilation rooms. You'll go in there, they'll swab you, they'll test you there. And certainly if you are immunosuppressed or you have medical conditions and you're getting worsening shortness of breath, you need to seek medical care right away. Because this virus likes the lungs, and the mortality, people are dying from the inflammatory changes, the overwhelming pneumonia that occurs from this to the lungs. That's what we worry about.
Dr. Mike, I posited this notion on Twitter last night. People are going to get bored. They're going to stop watching all of the television that they've been watching. I'm wondering if you expect to see a baby boom 9 months from now.
We could only hope. You know, I mean, look, it is time for us as a nation and as families and neighbors to be there for each other. And, you know, one way to deal with boredom is that.
Yes, it is.
And maybe, because I always try to look at the positive side of things is that maybe this will increase our family time.
So you're saying, time. Mike, if I'm reading you correctly, have sex with your neighbors? Is that what you're saying, or am I incorrect?
You know, that'll lead to other problems.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's probably the wrong way to...
Yeah, I wouldn't go there.
Would you mind having passionless sex without kissing?
What is wrong with you?
I'm just saying. Because I saw Nick's tweet last night, and I'm like, well, I mean...
I don't know what's wrong with you.
Kissing on the lips and stuff like that is kind of like, you know, has gone away for the time being in my household.
Well, maybe you need to just take a cold shower. How's that?
All right. So with the nuance, so yeah, we're going to put a list later on of every sexual act, including, you know, finger stuff and all that stuff with the yay or nay next to it, approved by Dr. Mike.
Yes.
But
use hand sanitizer first.
Hand sanitizer. In general right now, obviously, and everything you're saying is obviously salient and a wise way to approach this. We're hearing sort of a reassessment occurring at the end of the month and to see how things are going. You mentioned 14 days and we're, you know, a couple of weeks till the end of the month for things to be revisited. Is that what you think the general approach is to see how things are going?
Well, I think if you look at some analyses, some statistical analyses, this may be the beginning of this. Again, not to alarm people.
Yeah.
This may certainly go into April, and some think there may be a second wave in the fall. It's not going to go away real soon.
Right.
It's not going to be like that.
Right.
But the bottom line is we're going to do what we do with everything else. We take one day at a time, the serenity prayer. We know what we can control. We know what we can't. And we go from there.
All right. Well, right? You're doing a phenomenal job.
Thank you.
On Fox 29, and obviously so many people. You know, I don't know if it was sent directly to you, but our man about town, Bill Weston, Dr. Bill, was raving about you in this email. Did you get to see that, or is it just us that saw it?
No, I only get the negative stuff. And
well,
any positive stuff goes away. But
I'm gonna forward it to you because I think your stethoscope will become erect when you read this. It's just a wonderful laudatory piece for you, Dr. Mike.
Yeah. All right. I got to run. They're calling me here. I got to go. I love you all. Be safe. We will get through this. And remember, rock on.
Absolutely. Yeah. Love you, too. Dr. Mike Sirigliano, Fox 29. He's been doing a great job over there. And, of course, he does a great job at Penn. Of course, he saved my life years ago. So he is the man to listen to. Again, the right attitude. I think also there's a place for humor. In a little bit, we're going to play some audio clips for you that I think will amuse you. And there's other stuff to do. Being at home is, and listen, I'm a big fan of cocooning anyway.
Yeah.
So staying at home and doing that stuff and just also being smart about things, going to work and, you know, when you can, and obviously being aware of the surroundings is all part of the deal. That's how we will get control of this.
Yeah, so I'm using this time to give myself an excuse to be lazy and watch a lot of TV.
Honestly, man, if you have shows backlogged.
And I did. I finished McMillions last night.
Right, which is a great show.
That documentary about the McDonald's Monopoly scale.
Right.
Scam.
Yeah.
And then I watched the show called 000 in 2 days, basically, on Amazon Prime. I got more stuff in the queue, so I'm going to use this to watch all of those shows.
And maybe even talk to your family if you want.
Possibly.
You know, we'll see what you want to do. But so, Kathy, Marissa,
yes.
I'm seeing Marissa, your finger up. We actually have our FaceTime hookup. It's actually working really well. We're looking at the sun has risen behind you guys. For those who did not hear earlier, Kathy and Marissa went down to spring training, and spring training decided not to happen. So they're down there at the Sand Pearl Hotel. It looks like a beautiful suite you're in. We're looking at the sun has risen behind you. Are you literally on the beach?
Yeah, so this suite is right on the beach. You can walk out the door onto the beach. We have our own little personal deck area where we are going to lay out later and get a nice tan. And we're just feet away from the pool, which we'll go there, probably have a nice lunch and a margarita.
All right. That sounds cool. Marissa, everything good with you?
Oh, my God, it's fantastic down here. But you guys were talking about catching up on shows. Well, I was just thinking about all the weekly rushes that Nick Murphy has posted on Xfinity or X1 platform. And the daily rushes that are on our website, I was just looking at, there's two up that I hadn't even seen yet.
Yeah, there are two new ones. One is called the Royal Goop. And that is...
the Royal Goop.
Yeah, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are opening up a satellite goop store.
Oh, all right.
So that's a new one. And then also Mummy Noise, if you remember the scientists that they recreated what a mummy sounds like.
Oh, I watched that the other day. That's hilarious. You know, it's weird to say your own product is hilarious, but I'm just saying in general, the sound that they create... So basically what they did is through this forensic... recreation. They took what they believed the vocal cords of this, was it a pharaoh or something?
Yeah.
And they were able to generate a sound which sounds a lot like the sound, that sound effect we use, the drop from Stripes. So that's what the bit is about.
So you can watch it now at PressesSteve.com, and that's sponsored by Punchline Philly. Comedy, club, restaurant, and bar.
Kathy, you had some information again we want to reiterate about various closings and things of that nature. Do you have that at the ready?
Well, Steve, I would have that, except the time limit access that I put on the iPad for when Jace plays it.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding?
Has reached his limit, and Jace has changed the password on it. So
no.
You are locked out of unlock the iPad.
You are locked out of your iPad, and your son did it to you. How about that?
I'm assuming that he's awake right now and really happy to talk to you since you've taken his iPad.
I just texted the babysitter to see if he's awake. So I hope by the next break I can unlock this to traffic and give you some of the information.
All right.
But you know what? Let me just tell you a quick story. So there was a guy that we ran into at the hotel who was walking through the lobby and said, 60 years. I waited 60 years to travel to spring training.
Oh, no.
Canceled, right? How sad. Like, so I think that's, you know, we are here and we're making light of the fact that everything is canceled, but like there is a sense of disappointment here that spring training is not happening.
Listen, again, yeah, you're right. In the broader sense is what Dr. Mike was saying. If you look at a few months here, or weeks, depending on what the story is, and as everything gets revisited, Kathy's reporting earlier about the schools and the schools in Montgomery County closed for 2 weeks. And, you know, we're talking cases of weeks or perhaps months. So if people are on it, it's not that much investment to make in perhaps making sure that we get a handle on this and aren't dealing with this over and over again for years to come. But still, it does suck. 60 years. But you guys said you got the sense down there, and they're in Clearwater, by the way, if we didn't establish that in the beginning of the break, to your eyes, everyone's booking along and seeming to have a good time.
Yeah, and I think it's like part spring break. I think it's part spring training. Like I said, we ran into a couple of bachelor parties, a girls' trip. So, yeah, I mean, down here, they're kind of acting, other than Philly spring training being canceled, that like nothing's wrong. I mean, everybody's out and about. Not sure if that's the best thing, but I mean, people are out and about and having a good time still.
I jokingly said about it on a Twitter post yesterday that there's something about warm weather and shorts that makes you forget all the world's woes, and I think that might have a lot to do with it, you know?
I was kind of like, well, if I'm outside and it's warm, that should kill it, right?
Well, not necessarily, but...
No,
yeah, but you'll have more fun with what's going on. So the hotel room, we asked earlier, this suite is where you're broadcasting from. You're staying. Do you get the sense that there's a certain level, a good level of occupancy at the hotel?
It's completely
booked. Wow.
Yes. Yeah, and even, you know, we're actually staying at a different hotel. Like when we all came down here, they put us up at a different hotel, which is kind of on another part of the island. But they were completely booked as well.
Wow.
So that's what I mean. There are still people here.
Well, it all came down.
Watching baseball.
Yeah, it all came down sort of last minute-ish. And that's why you had people who just decided, oh, what the F, I'll go anyway.
Yeah, Kathy, I mean, this is like one of the most popular weekends for spring training. And so many people made plans. So to our listeners who are going to come see us at the ballpark today, we're sorry that we're not there. But, you know, obviously the circumstances beyond our control at this point.
Yeah, we ran into a couple of them on the plane yesterday. They were really nice, but very disappointed. So we were mid-flight when we found out that it was canceled. Marissa had the Wi-Fi on her phone and found out and kind of spread the news throughout the plane. And, you know, people kind of shrugged and expected it. And I don't know why, but, like, Marissa looked, I was like, I cannot believe they canceled it. She's like, you can't? Yeah. Like, I knew
well,
this was going
to
happen.
Well, here's the deal. Like, so, all right, so they canceled all that stuff. Right now, the projection from the MLB is that they would like to what is the
it's mid April that they'll start the season. No spring
mid-April,
training.
Mid-April, no spring training.
Yeah,
okay.
Spring training is officially canceled, but the season will be the start of the season will be delayed by at least 2 weeks.
So my
well,
gut
and the Flyers were here last night. They were supposed to have a game as well, so they traveled down here and now they're on their way back home this morning.
Right,
yeah,
I wonder how many people came to Florida thinking they would go to Tampa, watch the Flyers Lightning game, and then come over to spring training this afternoon. Noon and watch that game.
Now none of it happening.
Yeah,
but really. Once the NBA set the precedent, it started happening. The MLS
you couldn't
was canceling. Yeah, so the soccer season got postponed, and then it was just inevitable. That's why I logged on from the plane. I figured like these are just going to start picking off. One,
Marissa, no one wanted to look like they were not taking this seriously. So once the first, the NBA did it, then you had to follow suit, and otherwise you would seem as if you were being cavalier about the whole thing. As Dr. Mike was saying, this keeping a distance is a good idea for a while. That's why, Casey, you had mentioned, and just it's good to reiterate it right now, the events that we have canceled and or postponed.
Yeah, we were supposed to have a big St. Paddy's Day, like all day sort of celebration. I was going to kick.
It was going to be awesome.
Yeah, I was going to kick things off around noon at Irish Pub, and Jackson was at Big Heads in Richboro, and then Holt Press's Steve Show was going to be there, and then Pierre as well, and then Jackie Bam Bam kind of anchoring everything at Kavanaugh's Head House Square. That has been suspended. So I have heard words like canceled, postponed, but suspended is a new one. I don't know what suspended means. To me, that sounds like postponed.
Obviously, if it's St. Patrick's Day, the celebration, that will be canceled. I that seems to me, but who knows? Because
suspended seems like there might not be another date for it, whereas postponed, they're going to come up with another date.
Right. Yeah, it's just,
everything's in flux at this point. So the NBA season, the NHL season, they're suspended because they will probably resume at some point. We just don't know when, and we don't know what capacity. When those leagues come back, they may have to play to empty arenas. But all of this is going to be fluid. It's going to be very different for the next few weeks.
We have a case. Can we go to Matt on line one? He's bringing up something that's happening with a few people experiencing out there. Matt, how you doing, man?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Good, good. It says here you were out looking to purchase some water yesterday.
Well, everybody else was purchasing water, and I walked into the Giant store where I'm from and literally just turned right back around and left because the line stretched clear across the entire store width-wise. Every station was completely open. Lines were deep. And just by walking around, literally feeling like the tempo of people and just people were upset at getting cut in line and carts were full of gallons of water and people had all the baby wipes and the toilet paper that they could stock up on.
Let me ask you, Mike, and it's something that I was talking about with a couple people yesterday. I think in some stories Kathy had reported yesterday are trying to put sort of the kibosh on over hoarding things. You don't need to worry, stuff is there. And if you are going in and you're overbuying stuff, I understand what they're saying is you should have enough to comfortably go through 2 weeks.
Doesn't matter. Sure. People are going to do it.
I know.
Yeah,
it's
hard. We can say this till we're blue in the face.
But we're going to say it again because it's something
it's like
that needs
Dr.
to.
Mike said. It's perfect. Don't panic. I passed a gentleman at Giant with 8 jugs of water. We're not losing power. We're not having an epic snowstorm that's going to shut down everything. It's like I literally counted the jugs of water and was like, wow, why do you need 8 gallons of water? What is that for?
Right. And you don't want to be, flipping to people who are, say, there's a gentleman who I was corresponding with earlier who, this takes a hit on rent money that he had to put towards laying in this extra food for a couple of weeks to make sure everything is good. He's got, a child in the house. And so things are going to get tight. So remember, if you're going and you really don't need all the stuff you're hoarding and think about 2 weeks worth.
And as you said, you pointed out, it's not a blizzard. It's not like power is out and trucks aren't going to be able to deliver. And, you know, factories.
Stores are staying open.
Stores are staying open. Mm-hmm. Right, exactly, absolutely. Kathy. So do that for everything that you hoard that you think you might need. Certainly. You might be depriving someone who really does need it. So, again, that sense of community, we can all help each other out. And we'll all get through this. And I think,
you know, I certainly understand buying food and things like maybe if you are going to be staying home working and maybe your company does shut down. Like the company I work for, we're losing jobs sort of left and right. I work for Bowder Audio Systems. So we're, you know, we're kind of losing certain gigs with, you know, certain venues and whatnot.
But, right.
You know, it's like if you are going to be staying home, I understand. Buy some food, stay home. Maybe you don't want to go to restaurants. Great. But the need is not to be buying up all of the toilet paper, all of the baby wipes, all of the water. And it's like I said, we're not losing power. The world is not coming to an end. And
that's such a good point. It's such a good point because, in fact, you what you said was echoed by some of the CDC spokespeople yesterday about that. This isn't a crisis situation as far as weather or, you know, people have mentioned like post 9/11 when we didn't know, you know, if planes are still flying, deliveries are still occurring and, you know, things may be modified, but we're not at that level. So if we say something also on air, you're saying this about that, that doesn't mean that you may not have an extenuating circumstance where you're dealing with something that's a little bit more impactful. We understand that. But in the broad scope of things, what you just said is very accurate. Stuff will be supplied. The shelves will be restocked. Yeah. And for when you're hoarding. And also the other thing, which is absolutely abominable, is people who price gouge on
gouging?
Things. Mm-hmm. It's just horrible. And Kathy, you were reporting on that yesterday. I'm going to let you go, Matt. Thanks a lot. Did you have that story about it was the... what was it? The Purell dispenser.
Yeah. it was like a suitcase filled with Purell and like a kind of like an office dispenser. You know, bigger quantities of the Purell, but it was on one of the Facebook yard sale sites for $1,500. But that woman called in and said she bought it.
Yeah, she said she was going to split it with her neighbors.
Right,
so
which is
she
cool.
Said a whole group of them got together and put all their money into buying it.
I don't know. Did we ever verify? Because one thing also to be aware of. Whenever this happens, you hear the good things about people really helping out, and then you hear the downside, which is people doing scams and things of that nature. Yeah. And I know this. There have been a couple of scams that have popped up, even as outlandish as corona vaccines.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, I know. The predatory nature of some scumbags really, you know, rises or sinks in light of stuff like this. But
well, that Facebook, those yard sale sites, whether it's Purell or anything else, don't ever pay for it until you pick it up.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
And bring me. I'll go with you.
Yeah, seriously.
I look like a serial killer. Let's go to Sean on line 3, Case. And I know we have to keep an eye on the time. Sean, how are you?
I'm good. Gadzooks.
Gadzooks to you. Now, it looks like you've had to change your travel plans, correct?
Yeah, man. It sucks out there. And it's something that so my honeymoon was going to be in Iceland. And so last week, nothing was really going on. I looked at it. It said that there were only 11 cases and just a few people in quarantine, self-quarantine. A day ago, there was over 100 cases and several hundred people in quarantine. And some people are actually beginning to break quarantine unlawfully in Iceland. And then with the European ban, things became a little dicey. There was a fear that I was going to lose thousands of dollars. And so we just decided to cancel the honeymoon. And the wedding's still happening.
Hey, congratulations, Sean. I'm very
honestly,
happy.
That's still a good thing. But yet they have, and I'm sure you've heard them say this. That if
we're
you had
this wedding, even if I have to put everyone in an iron lung.
So, all right, let me ask you, how many on the guest list for this wedding?
So it's about 151 people. There's one elderly person that we know of, and we're just going to give her full say in whether or not she wants to go. It's not going to be something we're going to force upon her. It's going to be her decision alone if she wants to go or not.
When is the date for the wedding?
It's
March 28th.
Oh, my God. Instead of you may kiss the bride, it'll be like you may...
Foot tap the bride.
Yeah, you may foot tap the bride. We actually have a friend that's in Iceland right now, Al Lee.
He was in Iceland.
He's not there anymore?
No, he's posting photos from his honeymoon. He was there a few weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah, your Philly pal on Instagram. He's great. And Sean, I went there 2 years ago. It's an unbelievable place. So when these things calm down, and they will, reschedule your honeymoon. Go take your bride, take your wife, because that's what she'll be at that point, and you guys will have an amazing time.
But to that point, Sean, and Nick is absolutely right, and you should be very positive about eventually visiting that lovely, lovely place. But the question of gatherings at weddings did come up yesterday, and I believe it was addressed. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if you have a number of people pass or become no-shows for this. So you may want to revisit that as this thing progresses. But best of luck to you. Congratulations on the wedding and the honeymoon whenever it takes place, all right?
Hey, guys, thanks a lot. You guys have a good one.
Bye. See you, Sean.
And a little deeper into what Sean was saying, I mean, this is now affecting tourism world. It's affecting small businesses of people who are going there, you know, restaurants around here.
That's the critical thing, Marissa, is that with this, you want to get a hold on this the quickest. You want to make sure that everyone abides by the things that Dr. Mike was saying, because you don't want to prolong the liability of smaller businesses and people who rely on the stuff. Just as you said, The collateral damage can in many ways be much more significant than the main thrust of the disease in the long term. If people are left destitute, you don't want that.
Yeah.
And I think, honestly, thankfully, the economy is pretty robust, and we should be able to withstand. But that doesn't mean... I remember the NHL lockout years ago.
Yeah.
And then we were hearing, and I guess they'll get through this. Well, the peripheral people who rely on those games that didn't take place at that time.
Right.
And we would hear them. They'd come out to events and the stories. I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't even think about
you
that.
You don't even think about that stuff. I also, like, I don't know what's going on in the rest of the country. All I know is what's going on here in this general area. I don't know if... schools are being shut down all over the country and all that sort of stuff. But, the point I wanted to make was, like, the least amount of time you want this stuff to happen, then the more stringent you should be with these rules and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, so if you only want whatever's happening today, if you only want this to happen for, like, a week or two or a month max, then listen to what people are telling you to do. And
every indication seems to be that if we do that, because this has worked in China and it has worked in areas where they got a little bit more, to use Dr. Mike's word, draconian about their attitude towards this.
Yeah.
And we can see that hopefully now, probably because as testing kits are going out, there may be people who have it who had no idea, because in many cases, in the majority of cases, people who do get it presents as the regular flu, unless you're at the in the high risk areas. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. No, just real quick to answer Casey's question. So officials in Michigan, New Mexico, Oregon, and Washington, D.C. Have shut down K-12 schools. According to Education Week, at least 10,600 schools have been closed and are scheduled to close, affecting at least 4.9 million students.
Do we have just a quick couple of minutes for a few more calls, Case?
Just a couple of calls.
Okay, I'm going to go to Rita, because Rita raises a very good point. Rita, you're on the President Steve Show. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much. I just wanted to point out that as you were talking about people buying up extra supplies that they don't need, and how Dr. Mike was talking about thinking about our fellow man right now.
Yes.
My son is 9 years old, and he has type 1 diabetes, and he needs the little alcohol wipes, the little 2x2 little pads, to wipe off his injection sites and clean his insulin pen needles before he injects every day. And we can't find them anywhere right now.
Oh,
they
geez.
Were completely sold off the shelves in the diabetic aisle of our local Rite Aid. And so I just would kind of implore people not to buy what you don't need. Because I really don't see what somebody without diabetes is going to need those little tiny alcohol wipes.
When regular soap and water will do just as well if you have hot water, you're right. So listen to what Rita's saying if you're out there and to that hoarding thing. Completely understand that people get upset, they get worried, and Nick talking about human nature. Yes, it's one of our foibles. But the truth of the matter here is you do have someone like Rita who has a direct reason for needing those. And if you don't need those things, if you don't need 1,500 gallons of water, think about the other people who might do it, who might need it. you know, eventually the shelves will be replenished. Mm-hmm. Think in, on the order of about 2 weeks, and then you're probably good. And the stores will not be closed if you need to go out, you know.
Yeah, keep saying that. I mean, the stores aren't going to be closed. There's going to be groceries there this weekend. So you do not need to get everything on the shelves because you can go back in a few days and get more.
What's happened with this immediate rush is that the shelves have become instantly depleted.
Yeah.
And now we're going to play catch up, which would need not have happened if we just, proceed in a more logical way. I understand it, though. We all do this crazy stuff. The old adage of, you know, when a snowstorm is coming, people reflexively buy bread and eggs, even if they're lactose intolerant and you know, milk and all that stuff. But anyway, Rita, I hope it all works out for you. I'm sure it will. Let's go to...
Thank you.
Let's go to Caitlin.
All right.
Caitlin,
hey guys,
how are you?
How are you?
Good, good. How are you doing?
So my kid is in daycare. She's 5. And I was talking to the daycare director the other day, and she was saying how she can't get hand sanitizer until April. And it went from $40 to $130. And with people buying all the toilet paper and everything, that she's having trouble getting it for the kids.
So in this case, Caitlin, again, it's obscene, obviously. And for whatever reason is leading to this and the price being jacked up the way it is. Let me remind people that, as Nick pointed out, and Mike, Dr. Mike, again, this will pass. Mm-hmm. And when this passes, people remember if you were a scumbag charging crazy money and not having a little common decency to make sure that you're not A, hoarding things, and that you're not gouging people. Because we, as you said, Casey, this can either be something where we hunker down and do what all the experts are recommending and get past this, or we can exacerbate the issue tenfold and make it worse by being pricks. So I hate to put it that way, but that's the case.
Yeah.
You know, have some, you know, respect for that. So, Caitlin, your situation, how are you? Are you going to work? Are you working from home? What's your current?
Yeah, I work in a restaurant. So, I mean, sales have gone down a little bit, but I'm just more worried about, like, the school and everything like that. I mean, so far they're staying open, but with not being able to get, like, the necessities that they need, it's kind of scary.
All right. Well, we'll obviously be talking about this for a while to come, and we're going to try to get as informative and obviously keep a positive spin on things. Good luck to you in what you have going on. We have Robbie, who was talking about being in Clearwater. We don't have to go, Case, because I know we need to wrap up. And Matt says no stores have the baby formula. Not sure what he's going to do. People are hoarding supplies again from Matt's perspective and all of ours. Don't take what you need for about 2 weeks is what they're saying right now.
Yeah.
And let's do this smartly and not leave people in a situation like we heard earlier with Rita, who needs those alcohol wipes and doesn't have them for her diabetic son.
Right. I'm wondering how the big I don't know what you call them, not the box stores, but like the BJ's and the Costco's, because we're seeing all the supplies for, like, you know, Acme's and Giants and stuff like that. I wonder how the bigger ones are doing.
Well, the mad rush, my neighbor came back, you know, we always have stuff late. It's just my wife and I and the cat. So we're good. And
the cats are hoarding
and
stuff.
And the cats they're the hoarders. they're selling space heaters online for $1,000. But Fancy Feast, $100 a can.
What?
No, but yeah, so it's that whole nature. But I think obviously, again, very salient point. This isn't a blizzard. This isn't, you know, we haven't had volcanoes erupt and we're devastated and the highways are closed down and so on and so forth. It's modified.
Yeah.
It's the new normal right now, and we'll get through it.
Yep.
Yes, all right. It's funny you say that, because somebody tweeted a picture at us of the BJ's in Langhorne, and it looks like an empty warehouse.
Oh, stop it. Okay.
We know that. But we are now going to work as diligently as we can to stop people from doing that. And you at home, and when you meet people, suggest that they not do this. Take what you need for about 2 weeks, and then we'll revisit it after that. And then let people who really do need this stuff get it. And hopefully it'll all work out.
Yes.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back after this with Bizarre File, and then we're going to have Preston on and some other stuff.
What's new?
Glad you asked. Five Finger Death Punch. Blue Stones. Now I'm shaking off the rush.
Disturbed.
New music, more of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
Now, WMMR presents Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, for nearly 17 years, Austin Davis, a resident of Keystone Heights near Gainesville, has eaten nothing but macaroni and cheese. 17 years.
Wow.
This is Dave Austin Davis?
His name is Austin Davis. Oh. I messed that up. Vice News published a short documentary featuring Davis earlier this week. He said, "I don't want to say that I'm addicted to mac and cheese because it sounds so weird, but my body won't let me eat anything else. I didn't choose to be like this."
Yeah, you know what the truth is? He chose to be like that.
No, according to the therapist, Asley McCann, Davis has a selective eating disorder known as avoidant restrictive food intake disorder, a mental condition where new foods can trigger negative physical reactions.
According
to the Center for Discover, the condition is often linked to traumatic events. When Austin was a child, he was removed from his home and diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder after being physically abused by his father.
Hmm.
He now lives with his grandparents. Davis said the disorder has had a negative impact on his social life. He doesn't eat out and maintains few friendships, and he wants that to change. He said, "It's weird for me to think of eating anything that's not yellow. The choice is not voluntary." Davis said he's actually sick of eating the same thing and has occasionally tried other foods, but his body will reject even something he thinks tastes good. Said, "As soon as it enters my mouth, it's like a sensory overload. Even if I like what I'm trying, I have an involuntary gag." Yeah. Davis knows that it's bad for his health and has sought help in the past, but said that he had trouble finding a therapist who would understand his disorder.
What's his health like if you're living on just mac and cheese?
Or would accept his insurance. He now drives 90 minutes to visit McCann, and he also works out 4 times a week, mostly boxing, to try to stay in as good a shape as he can.
Huh.
He said, "I definitely know that I have to maintain physical activity to keep myself fit. It is to counteract my terrible, awful, carb-filled diet."
Wow.
So he's a slave to it. He doesn't really like it.
I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah, it's wild. How about this? A pair of Italian motorists who tried to make a compensation claim with their insurance company after their vehicle supposedly collided with a wild boar were busted when it emerged that the animal was frozen.
It was a frozen boar?
Investigators believe the wild pig had been killed long before it was stashed in a freezer and then brought out by the two men when they staged the accident on a road in Sardinia. The men had hoped to claim compensation for the accident from the regional government of the island. Such claims are routine in rural areas of Italy, where cars often collide with boar, deer, and other large wild animals.
Was there a mistake saying that a frozen boar ran out in front of the car?
But police became suspicious when they noticed that the boar did not bear injuries compatible with the collision. A vet was summoned to inspect the carcass and discovered the boar's internal organs were frozen. They didn't thaw him properly.
Yeah, you got to thaw your boar.
The two men have been accused of insurance fraud and, if convicted, face a heavy fine and up to a year in prison. Hey, here's a follow-up story for you. Kent State University released a statement Sunday responding to the arrest of an alleged prowler near the college campus. Remember I told you people this guy was showing up naked?
Right.
Stephen Franzreb is accused of showing up nearly naked outside of KSU sorority houses. In case you were wondering if it was a fraternity prank, he's 43 years old.
Oh, that's an old fraternity, brother.
Police said the investigation started on August 22nd when the man showed up completely nude to a sorority house. A few days later, returned with a Speedo on. Another incident occurred earlier in the month when he showed up at a different Kent State sorority house, again wearing a Speedo. He walked onto the porch and waved at the doorbell camera. And he was FaceTiming. Police said the suspect also sent photos of himself with disparaging messages written on his chest to sorority members via Instagram. He was arrested without incident.
Any explanation of what issue he had? Or was this to get off? Or was he performance artist? Or does he just like showing people his balls?
Maybe it's the balls thing.
Okay.
I'm not really sure. All right, and then we'll end with this story. What sounds like a scene from a horror film is really for the Lestinia. It's a reality for the Lestina family. Their basement, and I saw a picture of this.
Oh, yeah.
Is filled with nearly 5 inches of animal blood, fat, and bones as a result of drainage from a meat locker next door.
That's horrific.
Yeah. And it looks like it's
like a pool,
a pool of blood. The family has lived in their home next to the Dahl's Custom Meat Locker for 10 years, but have never had major issues until recently. Nick Listina said the ownership of the plant changed within last year. He said they haven't reached out at all. In fact, they haven't taken the accountability for it. They say that it's not their fault and told me, good luck. If I want to do anything about it, it's on my dime and my schedule.
That's not our blood.
Listina said that he has been in touch with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, which is handling the investigation, and has been in touch with the meat locker. The meat locker, from my standpoint, he said, has been pretty cooperative. This is actually from Kevin Wilkin, an environmental specialist senior with the Iowa DNR. He said, the meat locker, by my standpoint, has been pretty cooperative. They've worked with me to come up with a permanent solution so the animal blood, fat, and all that stuff is no longer discarded down those floor drains. He said,
who's going to clean out the basement here?
He said the owner, Caitlin Dahl, said the meat locker had killed hogs and cattle on Thursday and flushed the blood down the floor drain. Upon questioning, she said she believes the floor drain discharged into a tile, which is likely connected to Listina's floor drain via the same pipe. So the Iowa Department of Health got involved because it was a health hazard. The department recommended the family of seven live somewhere else in the meantime to avoid any potential biohazards.
Just live somewhere else.
Listina said the Dahl family has been non-compliant in helping cover any cost. Listina said the blood would have continued rising if it weren't for his sump pump. But they are continuing to investigate it, but it looks pretty wild.
Yeah, why should the family? It's not the family's fault.
I don't know. Unless there's something wrong with their pipe, I'm not really sure. And there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File.
It's crazy.
Yep. We're going to take a break. Stay with us.
Get social with Preston and Steve and WMMR. Facebook, Twitter, you know, the usual places.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors. Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Again, we know that you are down there in Clearwater. We are going to have Preston on, but if you have John Brazier there at the ready from the Phillies, is he ready to come on mic now? Or
yeah, you know what? He's going to come over right now. We thought we were talking to Preston first, but he's going to get set right here, and we'll talk to him. Sorry, and real quick, hey, Rod, can you pull the station up a little bit for us? Because we can barely hear you. I don't know what changed. But yeah, so Brazier, who's the director of fun and games for the Philadelphia Phillies, down at spring training. He usually comes for a while. You're here for a few months?
I was planning on leaving on the 23rd.
So now we got the word yesterday that spring training canceled, the start of the season also being pushed 2 weeks. Is there anything else you can tell us? What came down yesterday? How did it all happen? And what were you told?
Well, I think like a lot of things, everything was in flux, especially as some of the news took place. You had the NBA player that tested positive the night before. You had Tom Hanks overnight, and then the morning, you know, at that point, NBA had already made their decision. NHL hadn't done anything. The NCAA tournament hadn't done anything, nor has MLB. Well, then all of a sudden, the dominoes started falling. I think it was the NHL, then the NCAA, and then baseball, rightfully so, with everything else, came out with a statement saying we are going to cancel all spring training games. This is all, by the way, while you were in flight.
On the plane.
because we had talked to you guys beforehand that morning and said, what do you think is going to happen? I said, I have no idea. I don't think anybody knows what's going on because the call hadn't been made with all the owners and the commissioner. And then by the time you guys landed, or Kathy and Marissa had landed, that's when the news came down. So it obviously makes sense being cautious. And they used that the season opener is going to be delayed at least 2 weeks. That's a starting point, but everything is fluid. We still don't know what's going to happen as far as, you know, our players going to work out down here. Are they going to resume regular training, you know, in spring training? Are they going to all head back north? You know, everything's, again, in flux, and nobody really knows what's going on other than no spring training games, and that opening day is delayed at least for 2 weeks.
So, John, it's Steve back in Philadelphia, and I know as the guy who oversees all the fun, you must have a lengthy list of fun things going on.
yes. Down here right now for the next couple of days?
Oh, there just must be a bumper crop of fun ideas coming into your head.
Well, it's also fun thinking that my wife and daughter are in the epicenter of, you know, Montgomery County.
Well, you know, you said something too, which is being cautious. And again, yes. The thing we're imparting is you're balancing. I always think of those old vaudeville acts where the guys would have plates spinning on sticks, and that's what we're doing now. And so you're left in the unenviable position of having to address something with not a lot of conclusive information, and that's fine. I think everyone understands that's the case. We would all love for everyone to follow the advice of being cautious and hopefully help mitigate some of this stuff. There'll probably be more cases before they start to, you know, ramp down a bit. And everyone would love to at least get some iteration of a baseball season. So right now, from what you're at least planning on, that is in the cards, correct?
It's in the cards that we expect at some point, you're right, to resume normalcy and start the games at some point. But obviously the health of the players, the fans, the club personnel, everybody involved is paramount. So, again, everything's in a state of flux, and hopefully we can make a decision down the road that's going to satisfy everybody.
There's a lot of newness to everything that's going on, obviously, but there are similarities to some of the things that happened in our country after September 11th in 2001. There are many, many differences. But one of the things that happened after that was that baseball stopped, football stopped, and sports and life and the enjoyment of life kind of came to a halt for a little while. And then slowly but surely, those things started creeping back into people's lives. And so I have every faith that baseball will be back at some point because people need it. People want it. They need these distractions. They need to go to the ballpark. They need to get out and be amongst other fans. And so I know that this week has been really, really weird, and the next 2 weeks are going to be difficult too, two, three, however many weeks. But at some point, in some form, sports will return and baseball will be back. So I have faith in that, John.
Well, and Nick, you mentioned 9/11. I remember the first game back, I believe we played the Braves. And after the game, this is back at the Vet, we used to all go back to the press club. And we had all the writers, there's cameramen, there's the broadcasters. And Harry Callis told everyone to stand up, and we all held hands and sang God Bless America. And Harry was crying, leading God Bless America, which was, you know, after all the emotion of, you know, baseball finally coming back, or not just baseball, but baseball was almost a metaphor that life resuming normalcy. So we'll see what happens down the road.
Harry would now tell everyone to stand up and separate by 6 feet.
Exactly. Yeah, you couldn't hold hands.
Don't hold hands, but the sentiment would still be the same.
John, exactly right, Steve.
I want to ask you with your situation and, of course, our advice about washing our hands and making sure we fastidiously wash our hands. How many more times do you plan on losing your World Series ring?
Right. Well, I have lost weight down here, so again, maybe I'll lose it again. Actually, no, as Kathy Mariska can see, I don't have my ring. Okay. I basically have that tucked away. Thank you for reminding me. That'll be on my epitaph, by the way. John Brazier, you know, director of Fun and Games, he's the guy that lost his World Series ring.
Well, you're a wise man. I mean, obviously, you're working with us, and these things can't be called. So, you know, obviously, again, we'd love to see that all return to the deal, and you'll keep us apprised. There is a line of belief out there that had it not been Tom Hanks and, say, Ryan Reynolds who had gotten the coronavirus, that all of the sports would be up and running, no problem.
Yep.
Do you want to confirm or deny that?
I have no idea.
No idea. All right.
No idea.
I got here, and Dr. Brazier, like, he kind of just shrugged his shoulders. He's like, I don't know.
I still don't. Honestly, my biggest thing right now, I'm trying to figure out when and how I'm getting home because, you know, I have a rental car right now. I'm thinking about literally someone said, well, why don't you drive with some other people that are down here in the same situation? I said, well, I don't know if I want to drive with anybody. I think I just want to drive solo the 18 hours you know, back to Philadelphia, make some stops and
well,
get home safely.
We can confirm that both Kathy, Marissa, and Rodney are all germ-free. So if you want to bring them along with you, you're fine.
No, I'm looking at Rodney right now.
he always looks like. Well, John, we appreciate you coming on with us this morning, and I'm sure you'll keep us apprised of everything. And to Nick's point, yeah, everyone wants baseball back, and we will get there. We just have to do things the smart way, and it will return. So thanks again.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Kathy, we're going to bring on a blast from the past.
Yeah,
a former
who's that?
Of lover of yours. It's Preston.
Hey! Whoa!
I gave you that intro because I figured that you might like that, Preston.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. How you doing?
I'm looking. Rodney just sent me a video of where these guys are broadcasting from. Have you guys seen this place?
Yeah. It's spectacular.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's way better than the ballpark.
Well, it's way better than we got when we went down there the past couple of times. I guess we were dead weight, Preston. Once we were off the roster, they figured they'd go full first class.
Yeah, they funneled the money that they would have paid for our rooms into this suite that they're staying in.
Send two chicks down and you get the suite.
Yeah,
God,
yeah.
That's awesome.
It's nice. So the big question, and of course, again, I explained it earlier. Everything has been in a constant state of flux. Originally, we would have been down in Clearwater for spring training. That got modified. You had influenza B under Dr. Mike's suggestion and strong recommendation. You were off the show for a couple of days with an idea that you'd be on Friday, and we'd do sort of a modified thing with a couple people down in Clearwater. Yeah. That changed because since that changed and everything came down with the Major League Baseball and that decision, we said, listen, let's just finish off the week with you out of the studio. Err on the side of caution, and as you wisely said yesterday, why even risk coming in and continue the chain by possibly getting one of us sick, and then this keeps going. So I think it's a wise move.
Yeah. So, you know, whatever. it's been a weird week. This is the longest sick. I've never been off for more than 2 days.
Ever. No. You had MRSA and didn't miss any dead days.
Well, when you were on jury duty, and that wasn't sick, though. You were, right, it was just a couple days for that. But this has got to be for you, and I know that you take what we do on air very seriously as far as, you know, we want to be here and talk to people and hopefully, you know, keep them happy and be a mood enhancer in the morning. And I know it's got to be difficult for you as all this is going on, not being on this week and being able to address everyone. But everyone understands that, you know, if we're going to preach something, we have to practice it as well. And that's why you're staying home.
Yes. And I will admit the sleep has been nice.
Good. Well, that's good. You need it.
Yeah. So I've been getting, everything's been canceled. It's, you know, started with the NBA and NHL and all this sort of stuff. But a lot of people are wondering what the situation with the Saint gig for tomorrow night is.
No, it's been, they postponed it.
So okay.
I don't know what Jake's Dragon went ahead and postponed the event.
Okay.
Which I figured was going to happen because it's here in Montgomery County. And as you know, they've pretty much shut down all kinds of stuff, including school, because this is, they were calling it yesterday the epicenter of the outbreak in the state in Montgomery County. So they're taking precautions. I figured that would be the case and it would end up happening, which is fine because honestly, man, I'm still physically wiped out. And even though I'm feeling better than I was earlier in the week, if I would have played the gig tomorrow night, I think it would have sucked me right back into feeling like hell again. So I'm glad that they've decided to put it off because one thing about, you know, just getting the flu in general is that it's lack of energy. You know, that's a big part of it. So, and I've had this headache that I can't shake. And so whatever. I'll keep you up to date and I'll let you guys know when it's going to be rescheduled and then we'll get back at it. But I haven't left the house since Monday. I've not left the house.
That's probably for the best too. I mean, the flu really is no joke. You need to get yourself better and then you can start returning to normal. And I was thinking about this last night. Hopefully, knock on wood, you'll be back on Monday morning. And the country has really just been out of whack all week, you know, the world. And so I think that the world is going to start to get back to normal when you're sitting back in your chair on Monday morning, Preston. I think that I think that the city's going to rally, and then the country's going to rally, and then the world's going to rally, and it's going to start with you.
No, well, I'll be glad to lead our country in its great rebuilding.
Thank you. Listen, every head of state has said it so far, so we're merely echoing what everyone else has said. It is true. I just want to make sure you have been on a steady Brownie IV drip. I want to make sure you're getting all the brownies you need
to get back to?
Yeah. So my Rochelle and the kids went to Costco yesterday and bought the store and brought it back home. So I have pretty much everything we're going to need. Now, we went ahead and stocked up a little bit because who knows. You know, I mean, listen, I know you guys have been saying, you know, people not to panic. People aren't panicking. I mean, this is essentially, it's just like a, it's like we're getting snow. It's the same thing. People are just kind of, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Just kind
stocking up.
Yeah, stocking up.
Yeah.
That's it.
So, and some people are, you know, if you on the news, some people are panicking a little bit. And hopefully, you know, by addressing this, it helps quell it a little bit. But yeah, the approach, Preston, as you said, you stock up a little bit, but you realize there are other people out there who need some stuff. We had a call earlier from a woman named Rita whose son really relies on those alcohol wipes. He's diabetic and she can't find them anywhere. So, for you know, think about what you're buying and if it's something you can get by with just a, you know, 1 or 2 weeks worth of, and then you know we'll do it on the you know we'll revisit it and do everything as well with your kids and so obviously with Caroline and Carter. What's the school situation with them?
Yeah, they're off for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
off.
Yeah,
yeah. That's it. So.
Hey, did Rochelle actually get sick?
I don't know. I think she's faking it.
Rochelle? No, Rochelle, we really have to accept the fact that, you know, and you said she's like a machine. Like, she's rebuilding the house. She hops on YouTube and builds a Humvee and she makes brownies and fights off the flu. It's an astonishing thing.
Yeah, no, I she's been kind of like, I kind of feel this way and I kind of feel that way. And I think it's, you know, if when you're in the house with somebody else who's sick, you can, that's easy to make it happen, to kind of feel that way. Like, uh-oh, am I getting it? Am I feeling weird, you know? And I'm, you know, I keep telling her, I'm like, look, if you get it, you'll know. You'll be down for the count.
My guess is she's actually sick of making you brownies.
Yeah.
That's what the story
probably.
No, I was saying to Steve, like, When something like this is going on, A, you have the flu. B, this coronavirus is you know, all the rage these days.
The kids just love it.
I am feeling everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, every single thing, I'm like, oh, my gosh, what is that? Like, do I have a tickle in the back of my throat? You know, oh, my gosh, I'm stuffed up. My lungs.
But you're not, knowing you all these years, you're not a person I would describe as hypochondriacal. Would you say that, Preston? You're not. You know.
Not really, yeah, no. Yeah. But I grew up, my dad's son, so if it, you know, if I had tumor on my arm, I'd gnaw it off.
Cut it off. Exactly. This is annoying.
Yesterday, Marissa and I, both of us, and we didn't say anything to each other until this morning, but we both were like, we have a headache. Oh, no, we're coughing a little bit. We definitely got corona on that plane. And then I think it was just that we traveled. We woke up this morning. We were both fine. But I said to her, yeah, I had a headache yesterday. She's like, I did too. Weren't you thinking maybe?
But you know what? That's it's okay to be aware of that. Again, you know, to just if you do start to sense something like that, it, to be aware without, again, as Preston said, without panicking, and make sure that you follow the protocols that Dr. Mike has laid out, you know, yesterday and today. And I think we'll be good. So hopefully, Preston, because you do need the rest. It does wipe the hell out of you over the weekend. And we'll see how everything will be on Monday and start the week anew.
Yep, exactly. So I should be ready to go, you know, just, but how, who all of the ladies talked to this morning?
John Brazier.
John Brazier, there was house cleaning.
Rodney was nearby.
The convenience store person down the, who did you guys talk to? That was the only guest this morning, John Brazier. But in fact, what has the hotel experience been like for you guys, Marissa and Kathy?
Well, so far we've had a double shot of espresso. Marissa had an Americano. A delicious bagel. We've had a few bottles of water.
Kathy, for people who have never been to Florida, where would one find that on the map?
Yeah, so we're down south.
Okay.
The water is beautiful. There's palm trees. So if you follow Marissa and I on Instagram, we're going to post pictures of the palm trees.
Oh,
they're absolutely beautiful.
All right. If people are asking, are we going to get bathing suit shots?
Oh, get the hell out of here. Maybe for Marissa. Are people actually asking?
All right. So you heard it here. They're going to go naked. That's what Preston would call taking one for the team. And we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Follow us on social media now for all those nude shots.
Yeah, we're
going to
do a naked shot later. We're probably pillow fight.
Do me a favor. Do a TikTok dance, you and Marissa and Rodney. Do that, whatever that stupid TikTok dance is.
Hey, listening, yoga is happening right now, right outside our door. So I think I might join them.
So grab a hazmat suit and jump in.
Yeah.
They
listen,
are.
I am telling you, though, down here, it's almost like nothing's happening.
All right. Well, you don't want to be the guy with the sandwich board screaming about the end of the world, but, exercise caution. So
what are you guys going to do? You guys going to go to, like, a nice Scientology mass or something?
No, we're going to probably go to the pool and the beach.
Hey, you know, you bring up a good point, though, Casey. And Preston, when you go down through the complex down there, the Scientology complex, they're almost always in a hunkered down, windows closed, door shut.
This is normal for them.
Yeah, keeping their distance. Deal. It is a weird area of the city to pass through. So,
man, they're going to survive this better than us.
They're going to be. It's going to.
Right?
L. Ron Hubbard was right.
They've been practicing social distancing for years.
It turns out he was right.
God.
I'm waiting for Travolta to land in a spaceship.
It's weird, and all the windows are all blacked out.
Yeah,
right. They are. Right.
Completely blacked out.
It's interesting. So, okay, well, we have to ask you, Preston, since we've been advised to sort of keep, social stuff down to a minimum and cocoon a little bit over the weekend and the ensuing days. What's on your two-view schedule?
Well, we're continuing our designated survivor marathon. What else?
Which was a limited series with Kiefer Sutherland that was very good. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to watch the Mr. Rogers movie. I still haven't seen that yet.
All right. Because it'll pep you up. It'll make you smile. It'll make you forget about your woes. Chernobyl.
That's what I need.
Yeah. Honestly, it was described by Rotten Tomatoes as a great brownie movie.
Yeah.
Hey, we just actually got in the mail 1917 on Blu-ray. So
that's a good one.
Yeah, if you want, Steve, I can bring that over to you, Press.
By the way, Steve, we've switched from brownies to cheese danishes.
So. Oh, damn, man.
Cheese danishes rock.
Homemade?
Are they homemade?
I'm going to be 25 pounds heavier by the time you get.
You're going to look like the healthiest influenza patient that has ever walked the face of the earth.
I was telling Steve yesterday, he goes, because we talked to, he goes, you've been eating, that's good. Eating has been my entertainment for the past week. That is just how I've been entertaining myself.
Let me tell you something. My wife and I just resigned ourselves to our addiction, and we laid in a whole ton of Hers cheese balls.
Yeah.
Nice. It is so easy to finish off a tub of those and to feel like the lowest form of life on earth. But then you look at the calorie count, and you're like, oh, okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, I never look at the calorie count ever. Preston, I want to go back to the cheese Danish thing. Are these homemade or are you store-bought?
No, these are from Costco.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm sure you microwave them up a little bit, right?
They're like the size of a hubcap. They're freaking huge. But I haven't been drinking enough.
Man, I can drive.
I haven't been drinking because I've had this headache, and it would just make it worse. So I guess maybe that's a good thing, because otherwise I'd just be hammered all week with nothing to do.
I would say so. If you want to get over the flu, maybe alcohol is not
Don't
the best
drink.
Way to do so.
I have this image of you, Preston, in bed with two Danishes over your eyes.
Please take that picture.
Instead of a cold compress.
You already sent us a picture of you with the brownies in your mouth, which we did not share, by the way. A picture with the two cheese Danish over your eyes would be great to share this weekend.
I'll work on that.
But I got to say, like, I remember, like, when I was a full-time smoker, when I had a cold, I loved smoking. I did. I mean,
doctors recommend it.
Was there ever a time you didn't love smoking?
Listen, there were definitely, like, the best cigarette of the day was a cigarette, the first cigarette of the morning. But when your lungs were raw with a cold, oh my God, it was I used to run, and when I would get done like a 3-mile run, a cigarette right at the end of that was amazing.
All the alveoli opened up.
Yes.
Ready.
Yes.
All the toxins have quick access.
First cigarette of the day makes you poop too.
Yeah.
Does it? So I've heard that as far as a bowel relaxer that, cigarettes can do that. Cigarettes and
nicotine,
black coffee are like the express route to Dookieville.
That is the name of my album, the Express Route to Dookieville.
That'll be the Saint Farewell album.
I love it.
All right, and just to remind people again, we said it earlier that the Saint gig for tomorrow night is postponed.
It is. So I'll let you know what the update is on that when it comes around.
And then you also, Press, did you hear that all of our St. Patrick's Day festivities next week have been suspended as well?
Yep, I got the email on that. So, you know, everything's on hold. And anything else? Any other postponements?
Well, right now, it's not going to be the camp out for hunger. It's going to be the camp out for Harry. it's just one person. So, no. Right now, we're just in the short term, that's it. So, you know, we'll revisit everything at the beginning of next week. And your mission is to get your energy up and come back on.
I'll do it.
All right, man.
Do it.
Well, it's
all right.
Great talking to you, Preston, and we'll check in, obviously, later on over the weekend. Preston Elliott.
Yeah!
take it easy, man.
I'm glad he didn't come in today. You know, I know that he wanted to, but I'm glad that he's taking an extra day and getting better.
It gave you the chance to rifle through his desk.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
did you guys get the cash that I left out?
It's unbelievable. Why he would leave that amount of money in the top drawer.
I know.
In the top drawer of
not
all
even
places.
Hide
it. Was the first one I looked in.
And then that big bag of weed, I was surprised.
Well, the money was hiding. It was laying on top of the big bag of weed. I was like...
Yeah, and then sitting right on his seat is revolver.
Yeah.
And is that registered?
No. It's a straw purchase.
Yeah, the serial number has been scratched off.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so go right ahead.
Who knew?
Oh, my
goodness. Then the directions to where JonBenet Ramsey was murdered.
Oh, my God.
Dear God.
What?
They were
in
the desk. It's crazy.
Okay.
They were perfect.
Directions.
All right, we're going to take a break and
I'll
let the FBI come in and dust Preston's desk. And we'll be back after this.
The Preston and Steve Show podcast, 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
Quick question. We were all wondering, are you now back into the iPad your son locked you out of?
No, I have not been. So I've been trying to contact the babysitter, but Jace doesn't have school. So my guess is she kind of put the phone down and they're playing games, or maybe they're outside. You guys are it's raining there. So I don't know what they're doing. But no, I have not been able to contact Jace to get myself into his iPad. Well, so Rodney fortunately had an extra computer here. So I hopped on that.
Wouldn't you? Aren't you the one with the admin, as they say, the access to change?
Yes.
So how,
Steve,
how would he change the password?
You would think so, because he knew what the password was, because I use the same password for a lot of things. So he knew exactly what it was. Listen, he's actually very good. He would say to me, can I enter the password and give myself more time? And so I would say yes or no. I don't know when he changed it. I thought it was what it was.
I believe
but
you
it's
can,
not.
By the way, for future reference, and Nick Murphy can either confirm or deny this, that you could set up a second password.
Yeah.
For him. Is that something you can do, Nick Murphy? Set up a second password?
Yeah, but she...
I don't
know, but run the risk of him not remembering what the new password is.
And then, and Lord knows, you may never get the joy of being locked out of an iPad again.
Yeah, so listen, I don't know how many attempts I have, but it's counting my attempts. So I'm at five, and I'm like, I don't know how many I have before it locks me out. So I stopped trying in case I did get a hold of them. But Rodney had this computer.
You remember, it's actually, I think it was Tom Brokaw got locked out of his phone during the 9/11 attacks because his son was playing a game. Yeah, Space Invaders. No. But... That, regardless of that fact, we wanted to have you just impart some of the information you did in the news this morning about closures and things that happened after the governor's announcement yesterday. If you have that at the ready, do you have that at the ready?
I'll tell you, I read it, you know, I've been reading a bunch. So they're calling Montgomery County the epicenter of this in our area, which has all of the schools closed in the county. So all of Montgomery County schools are closed, whether they're public schools, private schools, daycare centers, all of them are closed. They're also closing public places like movie theaters, venues. They're not having any public events in Montgomery County. I know that some of the other counties, at least Bucks County, I haven't quite heard or read anything about Delaware County. I can't imagine they're not doing the same, but they're also meeting to try to determine what they're going to do next. So my guess is they're going to follow suit, sort of like all of the professional, athletic teams did, like, you know, when we came down here and we found out spring training was canceled after the NBA suspended. So my guess is that the counties are going to do the same thing. I'm sure we'll hear more later as to what they're going to do. But grocery stores, gas stations, all, urgent cares, hospitals, all of our
our medical providers, those people are remaining open.
And really, on so we're moving into the weekend. That's making it a little easier because we're going to, you know, obviously return home and then start this process of distancing, as Dr. Mike said, social distancing, which will go on for at least a couple of weeks, trying to maintain, you know, some air of normalcy. I know this is going to impact you, Kathy, is the SmackDown, WWE SmackDown, will air tonight. But I know you're a big fan of the audience reaction, and they're doing it sans audience tonight. So,
which is going to be, yeah, I don't.
It's going to be weird for you, right?
It is going to be so weird for me. Like, I might not even watch. You know what I mean?
Who are you kidding? You're still going to watch.
Listen, it's still the experience that you love. But it's wild that so much of this stuff. Nick, we were talking earlier about
NASCAR.
Yeah, and NASCAR. Yeah, so do you have?
I do. Yeah.
List, yeah.
And in case you were asking about PGA as well, so NASCAR is happening this weekend, but without fans in attendance. So NASCAR is going to hold its race events at Atlanta Motor Speedway and Homestead Miami Speedway without fans in attendance. The events will be restricted to competitors, crews, officials, and other than necessary personnel to conduct the race. And then
that'll also be bizarre.
It will. Yeah.
It is. Somebody already did a thing with the NBA. They did a video of a game being played.
Was it just squeaking?
Just squeaking.
Yeah.
Because they, yes. You know, now you're now going to become familiar. You know, all the talk shows. You had Fallon, and I guess for Kimmel, Pete Buttigieg filled in for Kimmel last night. But these bizarre configurations where, like on The View, for example, you had the producers and some of the camera people just sitting there as the audience responding. Yeah. And it is a weird thing. For the first time, and I'm going to talk about it in the Hollywood Trash, The Price is Right. No audience.
Wow, man.
And they're actually good.
How did they actually do that?
So what they're going to do, I don't know. I think they're going to go, as they say, dark for 2 weeks, because I don't know how you do a game show without contestants. But yeah, so a lot of this stuff is going to be weird, but it is kind of bizarre and interesting to see it played out that way.
What about the PGA?
Players Championship has been canceled.
Canceled?
Yeah, so they've also canceled all PGA Tour events across all tours in the next few weeks, including the Texas Open, which was later this month. So PGA, I mean, really, across the board, with the exception of NASCAR and SmackDown.
Well, you're talking about the essential sports.
Well, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That seems like the most
no-brainer,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
You're out in the field.
But yeah, but the people that have to work the events, you know, maybe that's where the concern comes in. Yeah, there has been this massive overcorrection, and I understand it. To me, it makes sense. But the overcorrection will then lead to the scaling back of the overcorrection. You know, things are going to slowly start working their way back.
We had a conversation yesterday that had, like, all the stuff that came down yesterday. Had it been about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks from now,
yeah,
you probably wouldn't have seen the domino effect happen as quickly. Because I think what's going to happen is people are going to start to say, okay, we've done our thing. We've put our face forward, and we've said we're concerned, and they are. I legitimately believe everybody wants to make sure that they stop the spread of this stuff. But, you know, eventually, again, people are going to want to go to a baseball game.
Right.
They're going to want to have their sports, and that will figure out a way to do it. You may walk through a bacterial spray arc before you go into it. Kathy would love that.
So I like,
not
listen,
like that at all.
You know, there are people out there saying, come on, like, what are we all freaking out about? And I don't necessarily think we're freaking out. I think we're just taking the proper precautions. Nick, you had mentioned something to me yesterday about the lily pad argument.
Yeah. Yeah, the lily pad argument basically goes like this. If there's a particular species of lily pad that doubles its population every 24 hours. And so if you have one lily pad in a pond, and the next day there's two, the day after that there's four, and so on. And the twister in this is by the 48th day, the lily pads will have taken over the pond. At which point does the pond get half filled? And people think automatically, if it's 48 days for the full pond, it's 24 for half pond. But of course, it's 47 days.
Right.
And so the point in this analogy is that you don't know that this thing is sneaking up on you until it's actually right there. And so things can change in an instant. And so I think all of these precautions are sort of speaking to that. And hopefully, to your point, Steve, the precautions will be tamping down, you know, flattening the curve, as they've been saying over the last 24
hours. We've seen it happen in China. Mm-hmm. Of course, they have the benefit of a despotic government. However, we're going to do it in a much more civil way, hopefully. And again, we talked earlier about trying to avoid things like like price gouging and hoarding and all that stuff. And the response that we're getting back on social media and people just, you know, texting and so on and so forth, talking to my neighbors, that seems to be the mindset. Everybody realizes we're all in this together. Now, we can help, Casey.
Yes.
And help actually cure the coronavirus.
Yeah.
If you remember in the lead up to the... you know, there were how many candidates were running for the Democratic nominee for the presidential race? You may remember the name Marianne Williamson.
Yes.
She was known to be a bit trippy, but she has come out with a video that she believes will help cure the coronavirus. And we have the audio for that. If you want to protect yourself, you may want to get in close to the radio and or smart listening device right now as we play this audio. Hopefully you get healed.
The coronavirus, we pray that it be dissolved with healing, with healing, with healing. Your cervix, your penis, your vagina, your buttocks, your colon. Go wash your hands.
Okay, hang on a second. Did she get any votes?
Were you interrupting? Were you interrupting that healing process?
No, I was watching the waveforms.
Yeah.
She said, "Go wash your hands." Did anybody vote for her?
I don't know.
Okay,
but that's not the
Steve,
question. Is did that work?
I heard you pulling this audio over, or putting this audio over yesterday, and I said to you, and I'm going to ask you again: is that real?
That's
like
real.
She really said that.
That's real. Yeah, it was kind of making it around. She is trippy. I think she has everyone's best interest at heart. What
right.
I don't understand is she lays out a couple of body parts and then says, "Wash your hands."
Yeah.
What were we supposed to be doing during that process?
Were you supposed to wash your hands first, too?
Well, no, she says she play it again.
Yeah, okay.
And tell me, all right, listen.
The coronavirus, we pray that it be dissolved with healing, with healing, with healing. Your cervix.
Oh, wait, stop. She's now going to go through a laundry list of body parts. Okay, go ahead.
Your penis, your vagina, your buttocks, your colon. Go wash your hands.
Okay, so there's no instruction to massage these areas or touch these areas or lay hands on these areas. So, why the call to wash your hands?
Yeah,
I know wash your hands, right, Kathy? You're into this stuff. you do hot yoga.
It's just an added like. That's what you should be doing at the end of, I don't know what bizarre audio she's or what she's saying, but I think the main point should be wash your hands.
All right. What is she doing in the video?
She's just sitting there. You see her face. Uh-huh. She's looking at you directly. She's very trippy. That is her thing. Remember, she's a multimillionaire. She's has a lot of people are disciples and students of her philosophy and teachings. So that's great. If it's a call to action, I think she left out the action, but that's okay. If you want to get serious and you want to get serious about fighting the disease, you got to go to televangelist Kenneth Copeland, who we know he's the guy who is has the Learjets. He was making the case for why he needs to travel in a Learjet.
Yeah.
And he keeps upscaling his Learjets. He released a video yesterday. And oddly enough, he used this whole situation as an opportunity to raise funds for his ministry. So do we have any of that audio?
Yeah.
Put your hand on that television set.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. He receive your healing.
Yes.
Say it, I take it.
I take it.
I have it.
I have it.
It's mine.
It's mine.
I thank you and praise you for it.
Yes, Lord.
And I forgive if I have aught against any.
I forgive.
And I praise you that I'm well and whole.
I praise you that I'm well and whole.
See this? I have your nose. I stole your nose. I stole your nose. Jesus has taken your nose. As you know, the coronavirus can enter through the nose, through your nasal passages. I've taken your nose. What's this behind your ear? It's a quarter. This is the steeple. These are the people. I mean, come on. Pull my finger. I mean, these are all the... I mean... this guy.
Some people buy it, though. That's what bothers me about
but,
it.
And that, so we're joking. But
yeah.
We talk about people who prey upon other people right. in times of crisis. It's really disgusting.
Yeah.
Lay your hands on your TV set.
Yeah. then you're going to have fingerprints on your TV set.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah. Honestly. Jesus wouldn't want that.
Nope.
So we have two lunatics. I think, oddly enough, I think Marianne Williamson is probably motivated by an honest desire,
right? Yeah.
No matter how ill-founded her approach.
Yeah.
But Kenneth Copeland, for Christ's
sake. Does he ask for money at the end?
Of course. There's a number running at the bottom of the screen throughout the whole thing.
This freaking guy.
That's how you get your Learjets. But those, if you stop and think about it, he was well ahead of the curve on not wanting to travel commercial.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, okay. Right.
Maybe all he
right.
was thinking in advance and realized yeah. that the losers and coach.
I don't want to travel with you people. You're disease-ridden. You're disgusting. Many of you are into wrestling. And you like jerky and things like that. I don't like you.
But he does everything in his personal life to suggest he has absolutely no desire to be anywhere near the people he preaches to.
So the whole time he's holding his hand up like he's absolving you and blessing you guys.
If you have a flat screen TV, I'll hold my hand this way. And if you have an old tube television, I'll round it at the edges.
Did you notice his hand looked like it had lube all over it?
Yeah. The missus is not as forthcoming with the pleasures of the flesh, and I often have to rely on my own solitude to provide me release.
He's a character. Kathy, did any of those, either of those approaches appeal to you?
Not so much.
No?
Now, did you lay your hand on your iPad that you can't unlock?
No, I've got a new computer I'm trying to work here.
That's going on. Now, the other thing that came up and a lot of people are talking about is the actual process of washing your hands. I saw.
Properly?
Yeah. So you'll see people humming happy birthday now for the right amount of time. That's the duration that you're supposed to hum a full verse of happy birthday. And that is the duration for which you're supposed to wash your hands. Are you guys?
Yeah, that's what I've been doing since Preston said that. That's what I've been doing. But they're saying that I guess there's a number of different songs or verses to songs that you can sing or hum.
Well,
and so like people are humming in the bathrooms now.
It's true. The one that I use is Anaconda by Nicki Minaj.
That's a good one.
I think that is. I do the surgeon's hand wash, which is you go, you know, use one hand to go down all the fingers and your thumb, a critical element, and also under the nails.
I didn't realize that the thumb was getting passed over until Kathy had said something earlier this week about it. And then I was washing my hands in the bathroom. I'm like, oh my God, this whole time, I don't know if I've been washing my thumbs.
The thumb's the pinky toe of the hand, is it not?
It's the thumb toe of the hand.
Jimmy Kimmel did this video and where they put a black light on their hands after they washed them
to see where
the germs still existed. And so the thumbs, like I had said earlier in the week, was the place where most of the germs still lived after even washing the hands, along with the nail beds. So, yeah, I've been doing, like you said, Steve, like the doctor wash where you're washing the thumbs, you're washing the nails, you're washing the entire hand, like one hand, then the other, and humming songs while doing it.
A good thing to do, though, is also a lot of people don't. They just start the water up and start washing their hands. Let the water warm up. Let it heat up. You know, that's supposed to be another added element to it.
Oh.
I would trust the way Kathy washes her hands if we're looking for the most guaranteed cleanest methodology for doing it.
Yeah. So I know a lot of people's hands are getting a little bit raw. Steve, who works down the hall, his hands are terrible. He's got like scabs all over his knuckles and stuff.
Well, that was
like
sort of natural. That's
right. Seriously?
Yeah. Well,
there's a difference between washing them and Brilloing them.
But he's washing them extensively. He's got little kids and stuff in his house.
Oh, okay.
And then, but they do they have hand sanitizer that's actually lotion as well?
It doesn't work very well because
really?
I have eczema on my hands, and so I've been washing my hands to excess over the last week, and my hands are incredibly dry. I actually had to get a separate prescription from Dr. Mike to fight the hand drying out because it's like one problem leads to another. In the grand scheme of things, I'll take dry hands over spreading of the disease.
Don't you feel like a rube when you go like to the CVS or something and you're in line and the guy behind you has an oxygen tank?
sink and like hook feet.
Well,
and
you're there.
The salve for my cuticles is in.
But Steve, I mean, you know, we a lot of guys in construction sites listen to our show, and I'm sitting here talking about my dry hands, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I took a
hot rivet to my junk.
Right? Yeah, I'm so
but
sorry.
But I totally understand.
Nick, I'm so sorry to hear about your semi-coarse hands. The other day, a steel girder split my skull in half.
So I feel your pain. I know exactly where you're coming from.
I've been there, buddy. Wouldn't want to be you.
So, yeah, I'm sorry.
It's all relative. But you need to tend to it.
I know.
I mean, you need your hands. Right.
So listen,
the internet.
They hurt.
I was at a wedding. I was suffering at the time from pretty nasty plantar fasciitis, right?
Right.
And my brother was giving me such a hard time about it, as older brothers often do. And there was a guy on the dance floor at the wedding who didn't have a foot. And he's like, look at this guy. I go, his foot doesn't hurt, dude.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have one.
You know why? He had plantar fasciitis. I jumped out ahead of it.
Yes.
It is kind of wild, but it's all relative. When you ever go to the doctor, and obviously now we're telling you, a reminder, if you think you have anything, call your doctor. Don't go down to the doctor. Don't go down to the hospital. Call before you go down and check that out. But when you have been, like when I was going in, I was into for the eye doctor just to follow up on a thing. I'm fine. I had a little cyst on my eye. It's all good now.
Yeah.
But as I'm in there and I'm like, a guy comes by in a gurney with a car engine sticking out of his head. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, so you always think that, my mother always used to say, there but for the grace of God. So, you know, always put it in perspective. So even this weekend and all the stuff and the inconvenience you might be going through, always remember there are people who have it worse. Not a bad thing to reflect upon, correct?
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
How are we doing on time, Case?
I think we could probably use this moment to take a break. I'm just trying to move a couple of things around.
No, by the way,
nice job,
you, Casey.
Oh, hey.
Because Casey is running for both his own station and Preston station. There have been some equipment lockups and things that have occurred with commercials and stuff not loaded in.
It's been on top of all of it, this has been a really weird week with, things not working,
Your cuticles are soft.
My cuticles are, no. I take care of my cuticles, Steve, because I don't want to end up like Nick, man.
No,
that poor guy.
It's a disaster.
That poor guy.
Yeah.
Don't use my cuticle cutters while I'm not there.
I would never.
There, but for the grace of God, go on.
So what you were saying, you've had stuff, you've had a whole.
Dude, my garbage disposal, my brand new garbage disposal. The one that I just spent $500 on.
$500?
Well, it was like that plus the the installation or whatever.
He also went to a massage.
I should have gotten Preston's wife to come over and install it for
you. Know what? I think it was like more like, either way, it was like a few $100. Broke.
Oh,
it's
man.
Like 2 weeks old. And the guy who did it is in Florida.
Ah.
So I, on top of it all, we had a guy come out yesterday. He can't fix it because you got to go back to the manufacturer. So now we need a manufacturer to come and take care of everything.
I built my own garage, my garbage disposal. I walk it out to the garbage can.
Well, we never had a garbage disposal before.
Oh, so
and so it, now at this house,
do you love it?
I love it. I love it. Yeah. So that
I didn't grow up with a garbage disposal either, and when we got one, I was like, "This is the greatest thing ever!"
Right, it's amazing. So, listen, you can't throw full turkey dinners down there or anything like that. But
why would you do that?
But when you have scraps and stuff like that.
Okay, I thought you were uneaten. let's just throw away a whole turkey. So how much? All right, I know we're going to take a break, but I want to ask how much garbage can a garbage disposal in one run take?
A decent amount, but you have to kind of like feed it in there a little bit at a time, right? So like suppose, all five of my family members are eating dinner. You're not going to shove it all down there at once, but like plate by plate as the water's running. Yeah, you could do it like that.
That's your experience, Kathy?
No. So, I do know people that will throw, whatever they haven't eaten into the garbage disposal. I still use the trash can. But whatever doesn't come off of the plate easily, I then can just put in the sink and it'll go down the garbage disposal. So I don't think I use mine to the full capacity, but I do use it, and it was pretty cool when I first got
it. Can you use it as a composter?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't even know. What would I compost?
You wouldn't use
anything organic.
Okay.
Yeah, my brother does that. This is another conversation for another time.
All right, listen.
Banana peels, lemon wedges, stuff like that, he puts in the composter.
Nick, we just cured the coronavirus. I think our work is done here.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
Let's take
you're
a break
right.
And we'll come back after this.
All right.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Green Day. The Glorious Suns.
Come a little closer to the sky. It's better than wondering why.
Crobot.
I'm a low, I'm a low, I'm a low life.
New music. More of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
We are continuing with the features, and one of those features beloved a little bit earlier today, the Bizarre File.
Now, WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, a Kentucky judge has been accused of turning her chambers into a glorified frat house, having a threesome with staffers and allowing employees to get drunk on the job, all while abusing her power to win re-election. The judge, Dawn Gentry, was hit with 9 charges by the state's Judicial Conduct Commission on Wednesday related to the Animal House antics.
Oh, you can't do that, right?
Yeah, the trouble started when Gentry hired her band's guitar player, Stephen Penrose. Gentry and Penrose, a former pastor, by the way, proceeded to use the courthouse like a swingers club, investigators allege. The pair had said that they had a threesome with Gentry's secretary, Laura Aubrey. The judge, who served on a panel to help abuse children, also tried to seduce another member of the panel, Catherine Schultz, into having a second threesome.
I mean, they're busy.
Gentry flirted with Schultz on Snapchat and urged her to seduce her husband into having a threesome with the judge and Penrose.
Ask me where my gavel is.
Schultz then quit a panel that Gentry appointed her to. Penrose also annoyed colleagues by jamming on his guitar in a courthouse office provided to him by the judge. Some employees also allegedly drank and stored liquor in the courthouse.
Wow.
But Gentry was not so lenient with those who did not support her reelection campaign. Some staffers told investigators that they were fired for not donating to the run, while others were hired after they doled out some cash.
I think this puts her law career in jeopardy.
The judge faces a disciplinary hearing. Gentry has denied most of the charges against her. Firefighters say nothing threatening was found in a Columbus garage. According to firefighters, a man had called and reported that he received what he called RF burns while building some sort of, quote, quantum physics generator in a garage.
Are those rat farts?
The man used words like particle accelerator, alpha rays, and radiation while describing how he was burned. Responding paramedics didn't see any physical signs of burns.
The name is Doc Brown.
Since radiation was mentioned, firefighters assumed the worst and evacuated 40 nearby homes as a precaution. Hazmat crews then checked the area for radiation. The bomb squad evaluated a device in the garage and found no threat. Firefighters then brought in experts on electrical and radio devices. They determined it was a collection of things. One minor injury was reported. A firefighter sprained his ankle.
Well, you downgraded from radiation burns to a sprained ankle.
Apparently, this guy had some issues, but they had to evacuate 40 nearby homes while they took him to the hospital for a mental evaluation.
Just the kind of neighbor you love.
Yeah. A woman is facing multiple felony charges after an incident at an indoor trampoline park. Prosecutors say Davian Stewart left her children, ages 5 and 1, unattended at Get Air Trampoline Park for over a half hour. So it was a 1-year-old
living
with a 5-year-old. A manager then called police, who contacted the Department of Child Services. Stewart later admitted to police she left the children alone. 2 days later, investigators said Stewart returned to the Get Air location and punched the manager in the face. The manager said the woman came up to her at the front desk and said, "Thanks for calling CPS," and then fractured bones in the manager's nose.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The manager claimed that everything went black once she was struck. Stewart now faces charges of neglect and neglect of a dependent and battery, resulting in serious bodily injury.
I bet on any other day she's a great mom.
She was arrested 2 days later, which led to further charges of resisting arrest and intimidation. So, you know, walk right in and punch him in the face. That seemed like the thing to do at the time. All right, here's a follow-up story. I remember I had this at the B-File, the banana duct tape to the wall, which sold for over $120,000 on behalf of a renowned artist, is now in the belly of another man, but apparently it's no big deal. The performance artist David Datuna took the bold step this past Saturday and ate the super expensive Musa plant down at the Art Basel Gallery in Miami,
which an art collector in France recently bought for a whopping $120,000. That was by artist Maurizio Catalan. Now, De Tuna literally walked up, and there's video of him.
Yeah, yeah.
He stripped the brown aging banana from the wall that it was taped to, peeled it open, and in front of lots of shocked onlookers, just ate it.
Yeah.
And on Instagram, he called his performance Hungry Artist. It was performance art that he was doing. Oh. And posted some aftermath footage of what happens to the gallery personnel, sitting him down to take his information. Based on what we can tell, it's a no-no to do that. Banana is not supposed to be tampered with, although the fruit itself is allowed to be replaced on a continuous basis as needed.
Okay, so that's worth 120 grand. Nick, you put on an art exhibition every day and you have your banana.
I'd like some money.
All right, I think Cho's owes you some money.
I'll donate it to Phil Abundance.
There you go.
The French art collector owns the idea of the art piece, so whether the banana itself sticks around or not doesn't affect its value. She still has the certificate of authenticity, so she's still got $120,000 worth of banana art to her name.
Well, I think the artist is a, air quotes, jerk off, and this is a waste of money.
But anyhow, the performance artist who ate it said he would have done it sooner, but he wasn't hungry until then. That's the follow-up to that, but yes.
The world of avant-garde art and performance art.
Exactly. All right, whether you consider this art or not, I don't know, but a man named Brock McLaughlin posted on Twitter Wednesday that he got a tattoo of Baby Yoda sipping a White Claw. The man from Toronto, this is, you know, one of those seltzer water things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those, alcoholic seltzer waters. The man from Toronto captioned the image of the tattoo with "Ain't no laws when Baby Yoda drinking claws." To end 2019, I got a tattoo of Baby Yoda drinking White Claw. Enjoy, baby.
I love Baby Yoda from The Mandalorian.
His tweet was liked over 30,000 times at the time of the writing and retweeted more than 5,000 times. Many expressed that they love the tattoo, and White Claw Hard Seltzer tweeted back, "Truly wonderful this tattoo is." Yep.
Why not?
Might regret it one day. And there you go. That's what I have in the bizarre file. We'll be back in a moment.
Stream WMMR anywhere you have an internet connection. Check out the mobile app or go to WMMR.com. You'll figure it out from there.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Jed is from Australia, right? That's where Tom Hanks is.
Right now, yes. Where he was filming that movie. There was a communication with him yesterday. He and Rita Wilson, of course, lovely Rita Wilson. They are in good spirits and doing well. They said their symptoms are very mild.
Okay.
And but they are following the protocol, which involves them, I guess, getting 3 consecutive tests. That show clean, and then they will be released.
Did you see his nurses brought him a volleyball with Wilson's face on it?
I did see that. It's great. Yeah.
That was cool.
And that's a good thing for people to see, too, to know that that most people who do get it, who are not in the in the more critical, you know, age ranges and with prior conditions, will do fine. But, yeah, it's of all people, yeah, Tom Hanks.
I know.
Anyways, the press. Go ahead, Kathy.
Oh, no, sorry. Did you guys see that Charles Barkley self-quarantined himself?
Yes. No. Yeah, yeah.
No.
And do we know the status of that?
He said he's having some symptoms. He's been tested, but he's awaiting the results.
He and Tom Hanks often have makeout parties.
Yeah.
And I know that was an issue. So, but we'll follow all that. So it is the President Steve Show and Preston out today. We'll be back hopefully on Monday. I think he will be. He had the regular flu this week. Things have been crazy this week. Certainly a crazy week for the books. We don't need to do traffic anymore.
No, we're done with that.
So we have a few things to take care of right now, including, I believe, the lesson learned. Right, Casey?
Yes. So lesson learned for a pair of tickets is MMR Rock's Highly Suspect at Franklin Music Hall. Nick, you have the question?
I do, yeah. This might be a difficult one, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What is the name of Preston's new album? Because during our conversation with Preston, he is still home, but we learned via conversation with Steve that Preston has a new album coming out. What is the name of that album?
All right, 215-263-WMMR. Call in, and you could perhaps win those tickets.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
And the trash this morning is brought to you by Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors, the official supermarket of the Preston and Steve Show. What's going on, Steve?
The Price is Right, one of the longest-running game shows of all time, will go dark for 2 weeks as a safety precaution against the coronavirus. Producers had attempted to tape some shows earlier this week, but five contestants running down to contestants' row broke their legs, tripping over their hazmat suits.
Oh, my God.
Disneyland and Disney World are shutting down for a brief period and will be open on March 28th as a health precaution. The good news is that people who are already in line for attractions will be allowed to remain, as they probably won't reach the front of the line until the 28th anyway. And finally, Tavi Gevinson and Thomas Doherty have been added to the Gossip Girls reboot series. Producers admit that making such an announcement has all the impact of farting in a tornado. And that's your Hollywood trash.
That's awesome. We got to do the lesson question. I'm looking at the phone lines right now. Nick, what is that that question again?
So what is the name of Preston's album?
All right, what is the name of Preston's album? We are going to wait for Martin to get put on hold on line four. Martin is gone. You know what I'm going to do here? Because we ain't got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. I'm going to go blindly to line one. Who's this?
Hi, this is Chris.
Hey, Chris, how you doing? Do you know the answer to this question?
Yes, sir. It is the express route to Dukeyville.
He's right.
Yeah! Well done, sir. In a time of crisis, we all remember dumb album name.
The express route to Dukeyville.
All right, Chris, hey, congratulations to you. You are going to walk away with a pair of tickets as MMR rocks this band. This is Highly Suspect at the Franklin Music Hall on Saturday, April 25th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Just hang on the line for a second. We're going to get your information. Let's do the music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah! What the? And there is no sponsor for Music News, so take it away, Kathy. Oh, wait.
Live Nation North America's what's happening?
Well, there was a pause, and I thought because there was a pause, I didn't have your microphone turned up, and you were just
cool.
You were just kind of hanging there,
taking a breath.
Yeah.
Live Nation, North America's largest concert promoter and venue operator, is instructing its touring acts to prepare to return home in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. All Live Nation tours are affected both domestically and internationally through the end of the month. Concert and event promoter AEG is taking the same steps. Live Nation will reportedly reevaluate the situation at the beginning of April with the goal of resuming touring in May and June. Affected tours include Billie Eilish, Tool, Kiss, The Strokes, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Post Malone, Zach Brown Band, Cher, Chris Stapleton, and many more. A number of individual acts have already postponed or canceled their tours in the United States or abroad, including Pearl Jam, Green Day, Papa Roach, Avril Lavigne, and many others.
This is bad news, Kathy, because I was supposed to see a Two Live Crew tribute band at the Glen Olden Library. And
and that's
on McDade Boulevard?
Now that's off.
Oh, no.
The festival circuit has been hit by the effects of the pandemic as well, with South by Southwest, Coachella, Ultra Music, and others all put on hold. Other large-scale festivals, including Sonic Temple and U.S. In the U.S., they have yet to announce their plans. This year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction in Cleveland has been postponed from May 2nd to a date yet to be determined. An official statement from the hall read, The health and safety of our fans and visitors is our highest priority, given recent news regarding coronavirus and the urging by Ohio Governor Mike DeWine regarding large public gatherings. We have made the decision to postpone the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony and induction week festivities until later this year. Additional details, including new dates and ticket information, will be announced. Details of the rescheduled HBO live broadcast of the event will be announced at a later date as well. This year's ceremony was set to honor Nine Inch Nails, Depeche Mode, the Doobie Brothers, T-Rex, Notorious B.I.G., and Whitney Houston. This marks the first time in the Hall of Fame's history that it is not being held on the confirmed date. At press time, there were 4 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in Ohio. The governor is prepping a public order that will limit mass gatherings in an effort to stop the spread of the disease. And finally, Slipknot and Stone Sour frontman Corey Taylor is working on a project with his wife of 5 months, Alicia Taylor. Alicia announced the collaboration via her Twitter. Corey and Alicia got engaged in April of 2019 and were married in October in their hometown of Las Vegas. The singer announced the engagement by posting an Instagram photo of his future bride wearing a ring that he gave her. Like so many other acts, Slipknot has canceled touring plans for the immediate future, postponing a trip to Asia in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic.
This is wild, too.
That's what I have for you.
Kathy, the couple just cleared out their master bedroom closet and put in some new shelves. So this is good news.
Oh, that's great news. Yeah. That is great news. No, well, listen, I mean, on the heels of all these concerts that are being announced as either postponed or canceled, there was a concert announcement that was made yesterday. And that is the Killers. So that is the Imploding the Mirage tour with special guest Johnny Marr. So
when is that for, Case?
So this is not till September.
All right. I think you're going to start to see a lot of shows, a lot of the Coachella and all those projected dates are towards midsummer and the beginning of the fall.
Yeah. So sometimes you hear of a death, you hear of a birth. So
yes.
We're hearing of a birth Tuesday, September 29th, Wells Fargo Center. That is the Killers. Tickets will go on sale a week from today at 10 a.m. at WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com. And if you listen to Pierre all next week, you could possibly win tickets.
All right. Great job, by the way, Kathy, with the filling in on the music news and everybody, everything, you, Casey, and Nick, and all of our interns this week helping in as things remain very fluid. We're going to take a break, come back. We're going to have the letter of the day and the word of the week. Pierre will be in, hopefully, and we'll get this all done and wrap everything up. We'll be back in a second.
The Preston and Steve Show podcast. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
It's the Preston and Steve Show. As we said before, Kathy and Marissa are down in Florida. We were supposed to be down there for the Phillies spring training. We have done it in the past couple of years. It's been a lot of fun in Clearwater, but it did not pan out. But still, we got some of the sights, some of the sounds. We got like 3 sounds and maybe a sight from what it's like down there.
Happy for them. They get a nice weekend in Florida.
A beautiful sight.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
So yeah. I was looking at, we were watching some of the video feed into the FaceTime stuff, and you're like right out your window is paradise. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful where they set us up. So unfortunate that the Phillies had to cancel spring training, but we kind of got a really nice setup here at the Sand Pearl Resort in Clearwater Beach. If you have the opportunity to ever stay here, I cannot recommend it more. It is absolutely beautiful.
It is gorgeous.
It's right on the beach. It has one of the greatest restaurants that basically has all windows, so you just sit and you watch the sunset.
Oh, that's nice.
So, if you do ever have a chance to come down here, maybe next year when Phillies are playing in spring training, you can book a room here.
Are you guys there the rest of the weekend, or are you guys back to the old joint?
The old Philly joint?
Yeah.
No, we'll be home this weekend.
No, I meant the other hotel.
Oh, yeah. The other nice hotel?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, unless you guys are saying that we need to stay all weekend and report, you know, just in case there are some.
Listen, at this point, the fact that you went down and as they say, took one for the team and went down and did this and gave it a good shot, you can do whatever you want. But we'd love to see you back here at least on Monday. But do whatever you're going to do for the weekend, whatever your plans were. That'll be cool. And thanks, by the way, to John Brazier, who stopped by. He is the Minister, what is his official title?
Director of Fun and Games.
Minister, Prime Minister, the of right now it's fun and indecision.
Right.
He's sort of in a weird place too, because decisions are being made. But it looks like, from what he says, they're going to take a respectful break from the public gatherings and stuff like that, making sure the team stays healthy and the fans stay healthy. And then it'll be revisited in fairly short order, hopefully.
Yeah,
so.
And I think they have to. You know,
yep.
This is what's happening. This is what everyone is doing. We talked earlier about Montgomery County, pretty much shutting all the schools down and things like that. I think we're going to see some more of that happen before it gets better.
Kathy, stop and think about this. So in 2009 with the swine flu, which ended up killing 17,000 people, and obviously we're not in that situation now. But how much of a reduction could have been made if precautions, maybe not as extreme as this, but some similar precautions had been taken to put a mechanism like this in place that gets people used to adapting to, you know, even just regular, maybe perhaps a fairly aggressive flu season down the line, it might be a path that leads to, and this is what Dr. Mike was saying, to knocking back numbers about something that we used to just, you know, kind of just take for granted. Oh wow, 14,000, 15,000 people died from the flu. Coronavirus is nothing to dismiss or not to, you know, be properly respectful of, as Dr. Mike says. But if it leads to better precautions down the road and better habits, well, that is the, as you said, Casey, the glass half full from all of this. So that's the way we'll approach it. Thanks to you guys for everything down there. Go enjoy the yoga class or whatever's outside the window. We're going to wrap up things here. Pierre Robert, you just came in. How are you doing, sir?
I'm well, thank you.
Good, good, good. It looks like it's nice outside, except for the overcast. It looks fairly warm and comfortable.
It's not bad. It's not T-shirt weather yet. But
yeah.
It's, a light sweatshirt or anything will get you through.
All right.
Traffic on the Schuylkill anyway is very light. You know, and the parking lot is open here.
Okay.
Yeah, our offices are light. There, a bunch of people stayed home today, and so there's going to be adjustments everywhere, including right here in Beasley Media. So not all the salespeople are in today, and I think that we're going to figure out who the non-essential employees are the next few weeks. But some of our coworkers are able to work from home and might choose that option.
Well, it reminds us, and there's some people may not, you tend to lose sight of, you forget that there are people who are active listeners and adults who may not remember what 9/11 was like, and not to draw exact parallels, but when you thought, oh my God, this is it's never going to go back to normal, it did. It was a different normal, but it went back, and right now we're dealing with this, and there'll be a time when we'll say, remember the coronavirus.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
It's a sort of an strange alternate reality out. It's kind of, there's an eeriness about it.
There is, yeah. You can feel it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you can't have some fun with it and find ways to laugh and enjoy yourself and hang out with the loved ones. And
keep singing My Corona.
Yeah, that's one way.
It's all the new hit, yeah. And if you like pina coronas.
I heard the lines at the liquor stores were also particularly crowded this yesterday.
It was funny to see, and I'm sure you guys saw, there were, you know, where people had been sent out to get essentials. And there were hand trucks full of beer and other stuff, and there was a shopping cart that was full of potato chips and all that stuff. And what you consider essential. It's funny.
Well, I was thinking, and you know, last week we were at the Cardboard Classic, obviously, in the E2000 Lounge, and there, I don't know how many that upstairs bar holds. 300-400, maybe more. There was not an ounce of room to go from person to person.
Nor was there an ounce of care in the world either.
No. You know? Well, I mean, there was no 6-foot, you know, difference between me and you. And there was not, I didn't get one elbow or one fist bump. It's all sloppy, wet kisses and hugs
and to that
big
point,
handshakes.
To that point, Pierre, before all this, the regular flu season had been killing and, you know, is killing thousands of people. And it is part of the deal. It's just something good to be aware of. But you're right. Put that into perspective.
Well,
that we're sort of, you know, blissfully unaware of that, and here we are now.
We sort of were somewhat aware of that because these precautions were coming out even last week. And at one point, towards the end of my broadcast, I said, "Ladies and gentlemen, if anybody's got it, we're all left." You know? I mean, there's no escaping it. Uh-huh. And you know, I mean, not to make light of it,
no.
But I mean, what do you do?
What, at a certain point, there's going to be, you take your precautions, as everybody, all the medical experts and Dr. Mike say, you take your precautions, do the best you can do. There's no way you can hermetically seal yourself off from the world unless you actually do put yourself in a bag, and that's no way to live. You can't live that way. So you'll do the best you can do, and we will get through this.
I'm glad we were able to get the Cardboard Classic in last week.
Love it,
if it was scheduled for today,
it would have been canceled.
We wouldn't have been able to do it.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm wearing this coffee break T-shirt that a UPS driver named Corey made for me. In orange, it says Pierre's Coffee Break on the front side, but on the back side, it's got the words to the bit. It's the bit I play on Friday. I call it The President's, where Jeff Garner and Jack Lemmon, decaf you pussy. And, and he actually put the words the two actors speak on the back of the...
That's awesome.
I love it.
Very nice. Very nice.
Residents will be coming.
So what's on the show for today, Pierre?
Well, we should do the letter.
Okay.
You know what? Thank God you remember that, because by at this time in the day, we're totally spent. Thank God you are so organized.
Tight.
Here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
And the Preston and Steve show is brought to you today by the letter.
N as in naughty.
All right. We're going to say caller number
seven.
Seven is a good number at 215-263-WMMR. Let me turn this down. 215-263-WMMR.
I know all the numbers.
You do. You're pretty good at numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially 1 through 10.
Hey, so you've done a great job running
the
control panels.
Yes, absolutely. It's a lot to handle, and there's been going down that you haven't been seeing as far as equipment locking up and all that stuff behind the scenes, but he did a great job. So,
so on my program, I will have another pair of tickets for Breaking Ben and Bush in Theory of a Dead Man. That's July 23rd over in Camden. We also, as you mentioned, next week we'll have tickets for The Killers. We announced that show yesterday at noon. That's exciting, coming in September. On the blocks today, we've got Jimmy Buffett, Joan Jett, Disturbed, and perhaps more. We may have altered that since we wrote that. I don't know. But that may be what we have. And if not, it'll be something equally good.
Do you know what they're listening to your show yesterday? And obviously, you have your regular features and all that stuff. And it's you're hearing Pierre, and you're hearing somebody you've listened to for years. And there's a great sense of comfort if anyone. And people were saying it's just good to hear people that they know. Gives a sense of normalcy, and that's everything you should have, a sense of normalcy, but just deal, you know, logically, and don't panic with what's going on. And as we keep saying, has been observed many times, we'll get through this.
Well, we will. And the good thing to know about MMR, unlike so many, sadly, other stations up and down the dial, we are live and local all day long.
Warts and all.
Yes.
Warts and all, yeah. which I think a lot of people actually, enjoy. And there's more than my share. If you want the most warts per show, you tune in starting now to about 3 o'clock. There's lots of warts, and Dr. Mike has no treatment for it.
No. The warts for it block.
Yeah, it's the warts for it block. Yeah. And that's good.
Yeah.
And but there's, as I like to say, here, even on the overnights, where so many stations have, for inexplicable reasons, put a taped show on, or this evil process called voice tracking, which is despicable and should be outlawed. And we don't have that here. There's always, even on the weekends, somebody home, live and local.
Love that. Especially in this format with rock and everything. Yep. You got to have it. And we have. And thankfully, that's not going away. So I agree 1,000%. Case.
We're ready to get. We have a caller on the line.
Very cool.
Caller number seven. That was Willie. Willie, are you there?
Yes, I'm looking for Kiki Romano.
Kiki's down in Clearwater, Florida right now. Can I take a message?
Yes, tell her I love her very much.
All right. She's
give her an elbow bump for me.
We're seeing on FaceTime she's topless in the hot tub now with Marissa. So.
All right, what's the word?
Green.
Shazam! Congratulations, Willie. You have won yourself a 4-pack of tickets for the Ticket to Rock 2020 shows at BB&T Pavilion. That's Breaking Benjamin, Bush, and Theory of a Dead Man, MMRBQ, Korn and Faith No More, and Megadeth and Lamb of God. This exclusive multi-show package to the hottest rock tours of the summer starts at just $69 at LiveNation.com. So I'm going to put you on hold. Congratulations. We'll get your information. And that is that.
Yeah. Thanks again to our guest, Preston Colden, Dr. Mike, who's been wonderful yesterday and today, giving us some information. And, of course, we talked about John Brazier. And on the show next week, Preston should be back. I think everything will be back up and running. We'll be handling all the stuff that's in the news, the voluminous amount of news. Plus, we're going to try to make you smile and laugh a little bit. So we'll reconvene on Monday.
We got a couple of things we need to do. Yeah. Preston and Steve show today is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, and it's also brought to you by Auto Lenders. Visit Autolender's newest location in Exton, PA, with over 3,000 vehicles to choose from on Autolenders.com, a smarter way to buy a car. And speaking of next week, Steve in studio, we'll have Brian Propp in the fridge, Todd Fedoric.
Awesome.
We'll also have comedians, hopefully, Tim Dillon and Brent Morin, who are doing shows at Helium and Punchline. And then on the phone, we'll also talk to Brian Posehn.
Nice. Ah, he's great.
Yeah, yes. So that's what's on tap for next week, Steve.
All right, sounds great. We will see you next week, everybody, and rage on.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
In the world of coronavirus, I'm over here thinking, if the eyes are the window to your soul, why does it burn when you spray them with Windex?
Next message.
I just wanted to congratulate my cousin Dominique on the birth of her first child, baby Melina. Yes, like Melina after Mortal Kombat. She's going to finish you.
Next message.
Aw, there's a little birdie living in my snowman head wreath. Aw, he's so cute. Except for all the bird all over my door. Move out, you filthy animal.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.